Bradley. Central about to be introduced right now. Steelville Cardinals have already been introduced. Steelville Cardinals wearing their red uniforms with red pants. They have a white tall stripe around the bottom that turns into a stripe that goes horizontally down the side of their uniforms. They have white numbers and letters Steelville written across the chest with a black trim around the numbers and letters, as well as a bit of a trim that goes down the side of that aforementioned white stripe. Meanwhile, for the Rebels, they are wearing their white uniforms. They have red numbers with a navy blue trim around it, a matching navy blue stripe on each shoulder, and a navy blue stripe that also goes down the side. Inside of that stripe, there is a white stripe with a red trim to it. Doing the tip-off is going to be Sydney Booker for Steelville and Caitlin Holmes for the Central Rebels. Both teams are set, and we are underway. The tip is won by the Steelville Cardinals. They're attacking from our right to our left from our broadcast perspective. Handoff, Hanna Cottrell with it at the point, and now a handoff. Weave is being run. It's Sydney Booker. Booker, double team, a bounce pass now to Cottrell. Cottrell on the far side wing with it. Begins her dribble, tries to take it baseline, working against Caitlin Holmes. Double team down low. It's tipped out of bounds off of Horton of the Central Rebels. With 7:41 to go in the first quarter, still no score. It remains Steelville ball.
Nice job that time, just getting a little kind of leg out there, knocking it out of bounds.
The inbounds coming from Alyssa Church. She bounces it down low into the paint. Ball is loose on the court as it's tipped by the Rebels, and we have a jump ball possession arrow favoring Central. They'll get their first possession here with 7:38 to go in the first quarter, still scoreless. Aminette with the inbound. Now Central attacking from our left to our right from our broadcast perspective. You can also watch it online with the Parkland Health Mart Web TV Game of the Week at MIMOinfo.com. 1-3-1 zone being run by Steelville. Pass down low. Extra backdoor pass. It is up and in. Carissa Belfield with two.
And a great pass that time from Caitlin Holmes. Just a touch. Goes from the left side to the right.
Full court press being run by Central. It's broken by Cottrell. She puts up a floater. Back iron. No good. Loose ball tipped around off of Steelville. Last Faith Booker, last one to touch it. 2-0 Rebels. They're about to get their second possession. Aminette with the inbound, taking it across the timeline and passes it, almost gets away from Callie Thurston, and now back to Aminette on the near side wing. Pass to Carissa Belfield. Belfield bounce pass, trying to find Caitlin Holmes at the elbow. It's tipped, stolen away by the Steelville Cardinals, Faith Blair. Blair gets it to Church. Ball is loose as it's tipped away. A collision on the court, and we have another jump ball forced. This time the possession arrow, it switched last time. It now favors Steelville, so they'll maintain the possession. But some feisty defense being shown by the Rebels, Will.
Yeah, Park Hills has been all over it defensively, and they've done a great job. Steelville really has had a tough time getting any type of ball movement going on the offensive side of the floor.
Doing the inbounding for the Steelville Cardinals is Abby Booker. Gets it to Cottrell. Cottrell across the timeline, being defended by Holmes. Double team as she hands it off. Now back to Cottrell. Driving through, takes it to the block on the far side, puts up a shot. It's short, no good. Cottrell gets her own rebound, and there's a foul, I believe, against the Rebels for a push-off. 2-0 Rebels is the score over Steelville with 6:39 to go here in the opening quarter. We'd like to take a second and thank a couple of our sponsors, including Groggins Drilling in Park Hills and Cheryl's Mini Mart in Annapolis. The inbound comes to Cottrell in the near side corner. Cottrell takes it into the paint. Double team, kick out. The rebound is up and down. Abby Booker from downtown gives her team the first lead of the game, 3-2 Steelville. Horton with it on the far side wing. One dribble now back to Aminette. On the near side wing, it's Carissa Belfield. She's about 10 feet off the arc. Begins her dribble, facing the 1-3-1 zone. Back to Aminette on the wing on the far side. Thinks about a three, decides against it. Into the corner, Horton. Jab step with the right. Now near side wing, wide open is Belfield from downtown who drains it. Belfield with all five of the Rebels' points so far. 5-3 is the score. Booker now to Church. Church dribbling with the right hand. Bounce pass down low into the paint is tipped out of bounds off of Central. It remains Steelville ball. Under six to play, 5-3 Central on top. Church to inbound underneath her own offensive basket. Looks to feed the paint. Unable to do it. Gets it into the block to Faith Blair, who is fouled right away.
Yeah, easy foul. And a call that time, too. Coming up to it, had the body contact in the push that time.
Second foul on the Rebels. That one goes to Horton. That's her first. And the inbound is 5 seconds too late. Just a little bit too late was Alyssa Church. Great defense by the Rebels. They get the ball back up two. With under six to play still. 5:50 to be exact and counting. Horton with it on the wing. A fake pass to the near side wing. Now it goes into the corner. Belfield, a light double team on her. And now on the wing. A bounce pass to Aminette. Aminette dribbles around the defender. That's Hannah Cottrell, who will be at the point of the 1-3-1 defense being run by the Steelville Cardinals. She'll be there all night long. Speaking of Cottrell, she steals it away, picking the pocket of Belfield. Almost rolls out of bounds. Steelville able to keep it alive. Cottrell now taking a baseline, picks up a dribble, pulls up a mid-range jump shot. No good off the back iron, but an offensive rebound for Faith Blair. Faith Blair kicks it to the near side. That's Church who drives through, and we got a foul going against the Rebels. That's their third. Still no fouls commit yet by the Steelville Cardinals.
Yeah, Park Hill Central being really aggressive on defense. We've seen it, and it's been effective so far to this point.
Belfield checks out for the Rebels. That is her first foul. Team's third. Inbounds coming here. Church, and once again, 5 seconds against Church. Just a little too late with the bounce pass inbounds there. Back-to-back turnovers forced by the Rebels' inbounding defense.
And in-your-face defense. Again, Steelville having a tough time trying to get around the central defenders.
Kimmy Wallen off the bench for the Rebels. Bounce into the near side corner for Thurston. Swung around to Aminette on the wing. Thinks about a three, decides against it. Drives through, double team comes. She's able to kick it out, but throws it away. Horton was cutting towards the wing. Aminette looking to feed her in the corner, and it's a turnover. Steelville ball. They still trail by two, 5-3. They're only 3 points coming from an Abby Booker three-pointer. Under five to play here in the first, and a steal. Holmes rips it right out of the hands and misses a wide-open layup, and we got a timeout taken by Steelville. Head coach Seth Collins not happy with what he's seeing from the Cardinals out on the floor. It is a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here and thank a few of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Boyer Lumber in Potosi, Bismarck Tire in Bismarck, Iron County C4 School District in Viburnum, and Steelville R3 School District in Steelville, who currently trails 5-3. This timeout is also brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. Will, both teams really struggling to get their offense going here, and it's just a testament of how strong both teams' defenses are.
Yeah, you were talking about it before the game and just how good the defenses are with Steelville, that 1-3-1. Park Hill Central running that such quick and trap defense, especially when they have all the guards out there. It can be really tough any team.
They got a number of them right now, three of them. A long outlet is missed, getting a piece of it, might have been Sophia Horton, and now the Rebels going the other way. Aminette's going to outlet it to Caitlin Holmes. Double team, kick out. Aminette dribbles about a foot off the free throw line, straight up, no good. Rims out. Abby Booker with the rebound for Steelville. Still down to 5-3. To Cottrell. Cottrell working against Caitlin Holmes. Holmes, a tip pass. It's loose on the court, and it is still loose on the near side. Grabbing it is Alyssa Church for Steelville. Working against Kimmy Wallen, and Kimmy Wallen fouls her.
More just hectic on the defensive end on both sides. Park Hill Central all over, just in your face as soon as you get it.
They are very difficult to try and drive through from anywhere on the court. They're going to full court press you and full court trap you pretty much the entire game. Hannah Cottrell with it on the inbounds for Steelville. Church with it now. Now back to Cottrell, almost stolen away by Caitlin Holmes, and now she takes it down to the baseline, pass to the low block. Booker, shot is up, and that one is good for Sydney Booker. Knotted up at five all halfway through the first quarter. A lob to the far side wing, that's Horton with it. Horton two dribbles, thinks about a three, decides against it. Now a wing-to-wing pass to the near side. Kimmy Wallen, pass down low, is tipped and stolen away by Booker. Booker hands off to Church, who takes it across the timeline, working against Kimmy Wallen. Taking it to the point, now to the wing, has it inside the arc, working back and forth against Kimmy Wallen, and now bounce pass to Cottrell. 3:35 to play, tied up at 5-all, Steelville with it. Cottrell is able to beat Holmes, put up a shot, no good, but she's fouled. I think they're going to get Kimmy Wallen with this one here. Either way, that is now five fouls already against the Central Rebels. It's actually Horton they get with the foul, that is her second. As I mentioned, five on the Rebels, no fouls commit so far by the Steelville Cardinals. That could play a factor moving forward.
And especially, as you mentioned, they get closer and closer to the bonus. First free throw up and in.
First free throw of the entire game for either side. So although the Rebels have committed a handful of fouls already, this is the first one that's been in the act of shooting. Second free throw attempt coming up here for Hannah Cottrell. Spins the ball in her hand. The righty shot is up. High arcing shot, no good. And Holmes with the rebound. Caitlin Holmes, an outlet to Aminette, is too high. It goes out of play, and it'll be a turnover. Steelville, with the one-point lead, gets the ball back.
Both teams with four turnovers so far. So, again, just speaking to how good those defenses have been playing and unable to get up a lot of shots.
Church And in the corner, that goes to Cottrell, who travels. There's another turnover.
Right there on cue, the defense is. And that one, more of a tough turnover because that's going to put Central. They're going to get the ball back right there on their own side of the floor.
I don't think Cottrell, I don't want to say panic, but I think she thought a double team was coming. It was just Holmes on her side. No one was straight up defending her. A pass to Holmes down low. Shot is up through traffic, and she draws contact. Caitlin Holmes will get a pair of free throws here on the first foul commit by the Steelville Cardinals. Sydney Booker guilty of the foul. And Holmes with a chance to tie and take the lead for the Rebels. First free throw up, nothing but net for Caitlin Holmes. First points for the Rebels that have not come from Carissa Belfield. She had the previous five that were scored. Second free throw up and back iron, no good. Long rebound is snacked out of the air by Hannah Cottrell. Cottrell across the timeline, now takes it to the wing on the far side in the baseline. Kick out, three ball is up, and that one is good. Abby Booker is lethal from downtown, and she's got a pair of threes here in the opening frame. Still 3 minutes to play. Steelville back on top, now 9-6. Down low, Holmes with a fake pass. Shot is up, no good. Second shot opportunity up and in. Carissa Belfield has 7 of her team's 8, but the Rebels still trail by a point. Steelville with possession now. Cottrell trying to work through traffic and gets fouled. And let's see who the guilty party is here. Thurston, that's her second, and that is already 6 on the Rebels.
Again, it's just an aggressive defense up top. Really no need for that foul. Trying to split the defenders and then the reach.
Carissa Belfield checks out. And so will Callie Thurston. No, they're going to send the sub for Thurston back. That's Kimball that was looking to check in. Avery Norris, first time recalling her name. She's the one that checked in for Belfield. The inbound goes to Cottrell. Once again, working against Caitlin Holmes. Trip, and we got a foul against Caitlin Holmes.
Yeah, nice
shot.
Looked
like it was incidental there, but it's still going to be called either way as hitting the deck was Cottrell.
Yeah, it was. One of those things where if their legs don't really get tripped up, there's probably not going to be a call. And he goes by it, but the right leg of Cottrell definitely got caught up there, and she fell to the floor. That's contact and a foul, and here's what you're talking about earlier now, one-on-one opportunity.
A chance to extend the lead. Steelville up 9-8. Free throw up, make it 10-8, as that one is good. Cottrell will be rewarded with a second free throw attempt here. 2:38 still to go here in the opening frame. Sean Malone alongside Will Cheshire. Free throw up, and that one rims in for Cottrell. She's 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. We're broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Kimmy Wallen with it on the near side wing to Aminette on the opposite wing. Two dribbles, shot is up, no good, and the rebound is grabbed by Lydia Sexton. First time we're calling her name. To the far side, Church with it. And now that's Abby Booker. Booker in the corner, loses it. Out of bounds off of Aminette, who poked it away. 11-8 the score. Steelville still on top with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. Church to inbound once again. She's had trouble from that spot with a pair of 5-second calls against her. This inbound goes off of Cottrell, but it was tipped by Caitlin Holmes, says the official. And out on her, maintaining the possession is Steelville. Moving just about a step to her right is Church, who will try an inbound once again. Gets it to Cottrell, and this time Cottrell loses it all on her own. And we have another turnover commit by Steelville. Central Rebel ball with 2:15 to go. Carissa Belfield will check back in, as will Sophia Horton. Kimmy Wallen will check out. So will Kaylee Kimball of Central.
Coach Mace really likes to use the depth on his bench.
Yeah, he'll go very deep, especially with his guards. And he'll go with very quick substitutions as well in a lot of cases. Some offensive-defensive switches. To the far side wing is Aminette. Lobs it to the near side corner. Gets tipped out of bounds off of Sophia Horton. It got tipped on its way to her. So she wasn't ready for the change in trajectory. Goes out of play. Offer nonetheless. Steelville ball. Another turnover for both these teams. It has been just turnover palooza here in the first quarter.
Yeah, already 6 turnovers for Park Hills, 6 for Steelville. That's 12 total turnovers.
And just a testament to how strong these defenses are. Again, still 2:01 left to play here in the first quarter. Getting the inbounds in her defensive corner is Cottrell, able to get past Caitlin Holmes. And now bounce pass down low goes 5-hole on Faith Bear. And, well, there's the 13th turnover for both teams combined here in the first quarter.
Yeah, and that one, a tough one you don't want to see. Just an in-between pass on the bounce pass, tough to handle, went through her legs, couldn't handle it, and not a forced turnover, unforced turnover there. So tough to see. You want to try to eliminate those as much as possible versus when the defense just kind of, tip your hats to them when they force a turnover.
Belfield inbounds to Aminette. Now back to Belfield, who crosses the timeline. Belfield dribbling with the right hand, a bounce pass to get it past Cottrell at the point. Swung into the corner for Horton. Horton picks up her dribble, finds Belfield on the opposite wing. Belfield taking it to the arc, drives through, kicks to the wing. And Kimmy Wallen now to the near side. Aminette from downtown, short, no good. Cottrell with the board, now pushing the other way. Almost gets it knocked away from her. She's going to outlet it to Faith Baer, who has her pocket picked. It goes out of bounds off of the Rebels, and good central defense there.
That was a great job by Kimmy Wallen, able to trek that all the way down from the right side, moving to her left, sticks out the left hand, knocks it out of bounds.
8-11 is the score. Shot is up, rims out, no good, and we got a foul going against Steelville. It'll be central Rebel ball.
Yeah, Cottrell with a quick trigger off of the inbounds pass and then a foul called there. But Steelville, that 1-3-1 defense, once again, collapsing on the ball once it goes any type of the corner of the floors, and they're having a really tough time trying to penetrate as Park Hills.
1:15 on the clock as Aminette crosses the timeline. Holmes with it. Holmes looking to bounce pass, and she traveled. One of those where she started the pass, then stopped because it was going to be a turnover and took too many steps in the process. Out is Lydia Sexton for Steelville. She'll take a seat. Avery Norris will check in for the Central Rebels on the opposite end. Cottrell gets the inbound, now working against Carissa Belfield. And now a double team comes Cottrell's way. She picks up her dribble, finds the open player, downloads Faith Baer. Extra bounce pass into the paint, and that is up and in for Sydney Booker for two. 13-8 is the score. Steelville on top of the Central Rebels. Under a minute to play. Belfield, far side wing, handoff to Aminette. Aminette taking her time, picks up her dribble, now into the corner for Belfield, who has all but one of the points for the Rebels so far. And we got a timeout taken by head coach of the Central Rebels, Josh Bapes, who does not seem happy. A lot of players not moving for the Central Rebels' 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here and thank a handful of our sponsors allowing us to come out here and broadcast the Central Christmas Tournament. We'd like to thank State Farm Insurance Agent Matt Woods in Hillsboro, Fountain Blue Nursing Center in Festus, Lenny's of Lesterville, Polite Ready Mix in Potosi, and the St. Genevieve Care Center in St. Genevieve. Will, we're seeing some tough defense being run by both teams so far, but I think one of the big differences is that Carissa Belfield's been the go-to scorer for the Central Rebels so far, all but one point coming from her. Meanwhile, for Steelville, it's been three separate players. Booker from downtown, Sydney Booker from down, from inside, Abby Booker from downtown, and Hannah Cottrell from the charity stripe.
Yeah, absolutely. And Cottrell's, you know, the three free throws playing a big difference in this game as well, because both teams really been playing pretty evenly in terms of turnovers and the way they've been shooting the basketball.
Aminette with it, 35 seconds to play, looking for someone to feed it to. No one really moving without the ball. Now she takes it to the opposite wing on the far side. A bounce pass back to Aminette. Wing-to-wing pass finds Wallen. And now on the elbow, that's Holmes with it, and Holmes gets fouled. Strong move by Caitlin Holmes there. A double team was coming through. She kept the arms active and was able to rip through and draw a foul. It'll be on the floor. That's only the third foul commit here in the first half by the Steelville Cardinals. The Rebels, again, already commit seven fouls. Steelville's in the bonus. Wallen with it, thinks about a three, a head fake to get the defender up in the air, dribbles past her, and now kicks it to Aminette on the near side wing. Aminette drives through, draws contact, and she's going to get a pair of free throws.
Nice job by Aminette. Split the defenders there, goes up into two defenders, and there was no way she was not going to get fouled on that one. You could have called the foul on either player. And
Abby Booker guilty of the foul. Faith Baer guilty of the previous foul. First free throw up and in. No good, excuse me, it was no good. And the second one is good, so Aminette will split the pair. And a long outlet pass is up and off glass, no good. Grabbing the rebound is Central, and now it's Caitlin Holmes pushing the opposite way. Holmes with a fake pass, puts it up as the shot clock, the quarter clock expires. No foul call, and it's no good, as there was some contact there, but that takes us to the end of the first. 13-10, Steelville on top of Central. Second quarter action coming up here on J98.
West St. Francis School District is proud of the area they serve. The West St. Francis School District are very supportive of the community and will continue that support for years to come. A strong community is a good community to live in. They proudly support the area's fine students and athletes. They understand that hard work and dedication is what it takes to be successful. This message brought to you by your friends at West St. Francis School District.
This is is Ashley Turnbow, wife of Arcadia Valley head basketball coach Ricky Turnbow. I get the assist off the court from tough stains using the Soap Ladies Laundry Pod.
This is Lori Sprinkle, mother of North County guard Hayden Sprinkle. There's no need to foul your clothes by double dribbling your cleaning products. Score and save money with the Soap Lady.
Get a steal and a fast break with the Soap Lady Cleaning Supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. The Soap Lady Cleaning Supplies.com.
Ten to 13 is the score. Central Rebels trailing the Steelville Cardinals as the Steelville Cardinals look to play upset here on the Rebels' own gym floor. Central is going to start with the ball. It's Belfield with it, who has 7 points for the Rebels so far to lead all scorers. Aminette with it at the point, a lob to the near side wing. Wallen with a fake pass, now back to Aminette at the point. To Belfield on the far side, fakes left. Now dribbles with the right hand and a bounce pass to Aminette. Aminette driving through, and we got a foul commit by the Steelville Cardinals. Passing the ball, not shooting it was Aminette, so it won't be free throws here. But catching up in the foul category is the Steelville Cardinals. They now have 5. Rebels still sitting with only 7 fouls commit. Most of those 7 coming very early in the first quarter. Wallen with it on the wing, drives through, hand off to Avery Norris, who bobbles it for a second. Now back out to Aminette. Aminette to the far side wing. That's Carissa Belfield looking for Caitlin Holmes down low on a post-up. Holmes gets it, spins away from the baseline. Shot no good. Second shot up and in. Holmes may have gotten blocked in the first one, but she wouldn't be denied on the putback opportunity. Rebels back within 1. Going the other way is Hannah Cottrell, who puts up the high shot off glass. No good. Tipped Bear with the rebound. Shot up no good, and Holmes gets the rebound. Caitlin Holmes pushing the opposite way to Aminette. Aminette steps through and lays it in off glass. 4-0 run to give the Rebels the lead here to start off the second quarter. Cottrell to kick to the near side. Alyssa Church from downtown. No good. Tipped. Loose ball is snagged by Sydney Booker. Sydney Booker, pass down low, is up and in. Laying it in is Faith Bear for 2. Kimmy Wallen with it. 1 dribble. Mid-range pull-up is short, missing everything. And grabbing the rebound is Abby Booker, and who passes it back to Hannah Cottrell. Cottrell with 6.5 to play in the second quarter. Crosses the timeline. A bounce pass to Alyssa Church. Church holding the ball above her head. Now begins her dribble with the right hand, working against Kimmy Wallen. Double team comes her way. It's tipped, but a foul is going to be committed by Avery Norris of the Rebels. And we're going to get free throws here for the Steelville Cardinals. Doing the shooting will be Faith Bear on the 1-1.
3 of 4 so far from the charity stripe is Steelville in this one. It's played a big difference, but again, the big part of this team for both teams so far has been their abilities in terms of defensively really stopping that offensive attack as the first free throw up and in.
First one is good for Faith Bear. And we have a whistle. And is that a lane violation against Steelville?
I think so.
So that second free throw will
actually, it looks like they're going to call a personal foul, loose ball foul on Steelville.
Wow. So the 6th personal foul committed by the Steelville Cardinals is on the free throw attempt.
Yeah, and it looks like they're going to tag on that one. It's going to go against Booker, which is her 3rd.
So Sydney Booker is starting forward for Steelville, already with 3 fouls here. Still 6 minutes to play. She takes a seat on the bench. Horton to the near side wing. Carissa Belfield, little wing-to-wing passing from the Rebels. Now back to Horton on the far side. 3 ball up. Little short, no good. And it's grabbed off the glass by Faith Bear. Bear gets it to Alyssa Church, who takes it across the timeline. Spins out and now is going to reset at the point. Hannah Cottrell calls out a play from the wing. Church takes it to the elbow, now kicks it out to Booker. Booker back to Church, who drives through baseline. Shot is up, short, no good. Not sure if anyone in the Rebels got a piece of it, just straight up miss. Second shot opportunity from Cottrell over the rim, and grabbing out on the other end is Holmes. Holmes with a bounce pass to Horton through traffic. She's fouled.
Central starting to turn up the pace a little bit because Steelville missing some clutch shots, and then that allows Park Hill Central to move it in transition off the rebound.
And look at the foul tally now as it stands. 8 fouls for the Rebels and 7 for the Steelville Cardinals. Free throw up, back iron, no good. Missing is Sophia Horton. Substitution for the Rebels. Kaylee Kimball will check in. Caitlin Holmes will take a seat. For Steelville, Faith Bear will check out. Free throw up for Horton, and that one is good. So Sophia Horton will split the trip. And Avery Norris will check in to replace Horton. So the Rebels going small with their tallest player on the floor, surrounded by a bunch of guards. That's Kimball. Church with it. Full court press being run by the Rebels. Now they're going to try and double team Church. She takes it across the timeline, running away from the double team. Now it comes her way. She picks up her dribble in the wing near side in the corner. Now pass down low, shot up off glass and in. That is Kaylee Hudson. First time we're calling her name. It's because she puts up 2 points off glass. 18 to 15, the score. Steelville on top of Central. Aminette to Belfield, swung to Norris on the far side wing. Two dribbles in now, back to Belfield. Belfield working against Cottrell, who is a tough defender. He's able to beat her, though, takes it to the elbow, pulls up, no good. And that's Faith Baer with the rebound. Baer gets it to Church, working against Norris. Church gets a screen. Norris able to work through it. Now Church accelerates. Pass through the lane is tipped, but it goes to the hands of Hudson in the near side corner. Hudson, a lob down low. Shot is up, and that is good. Olivia Sexton wide open. 15 to 20, Rebels with possession and trailing. Belfield with it to Aminette. Aminette dribbling with the left hand to Avery Norris. Now back to Aminette. Steelville continuing to run that lethal 1-3-1 zone defense that they're known for. Belfield into the corner, Kimball. Now back to Carissa Belfield. To the far side, Avery Norris. Tripped up, no call. Gets it to Kimball, though, and Kimball able to lay it in.
Nice job that time by Kimball to handle that pass. Not easy at her legs.
Cottrell beats the defender, kicks it into the corner. A three ball is up for Hudson. That one is good. Kaylee Hudson checking in off the bench here in the second quarter. She has 5 points, gives her team a 23-17 lead, and forces a timeout taken by the Central Rebels. A 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. This timeout brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. Once again, the score 23-17. Steelville, the 3 seed, looking to play upset over the number one and host Central Rebels. We'd like to thank Butler Supply in Farmington for keeping the J98 KREI KGF scoreboard lit up tonight. If you are in need of electrical or plumbing products, visit Butler Supply in Farmington today. ButlerSupply.com. Make sure you stay tuned to the Midwest Sports Center halftime show as well. We'll have stats from the first half, as well as hear an interview with head coach of the North County Raiders, Jimmy Palmer. His team with a big comeback victory over Central, 70-67, with an absolute thriller at the end of that game. You're definitely going to want to hear that interview between Andy Humphrey and Jimmy Palmer. Aminette gets the inbound for the Rebels to Thurston, who checks back in for the Rebels. Kimmy Wallen holding the ball above her head. Now begins her dribble on the near side wing to Thurston in the corner. Double team comes her way. Bounce pass to Holmes. One dribble high off glass and in for Caitlin Holmes. Can't leave Holmes uncovered. Down low on the block. She'll lay it in almost every time. She did have a wide open miss earlier this game, though, in transition. Cottrell spins on Holmes. Puts it up off glass. No good, but a foul called. Caitlin Holmes not happy with that call there, but Cottrell is going to be awarded with 2 more free throw attempts. She was 3 of 4 back in the first quarter.
Yeah, second foul on Holmes so far. And Cottrell going to get a chance to go to the line, where she has done a nice job so far.
23-19 the score, 3:12 to play. Free throw up. A high arcing free throw again from Cottrell. Is short, no good.
Yeah, she bends the knees and really gets that high arcing free throw up that you have. Sometimes you see some line drives and average, and she really likes to really lob that one up there, get that trajectory going on.
Second free throw up and good for Hannah Cottrell. She's now 4 of 6 on the evening. Wallen with it to Aminette on the far side wing. That's Belfield. Now back to Aminette. 24-19, Rebels trail. They have possession. 3 minutes to play until halftime. Wing-to-wing pass is tipped and stolen away. Church now going the opposite way for Steelville, and it's ripped out of her hands by Aminette, recovering on the play. Great defense from her coming in from behind. She's looking to go coast-to-coast and is going to have to spin out and reset in the half court. Hands off to Belfield. Crosses over. Now a kick out to Kimmy Wallen. A few feet off the arc. Decides against taking a three. Crosses over the defender. Now kicks it to Callie Thurston. Thurston driving baseline and gets bumped. And it'll be free throws coming here.
And you mentioned those turnovers. The whole first quarter was turnover after turnover after turnover. 7 turnovers for Steelville, 8 for Central. But those are just the first turnovers we've seen in the second quarter. So really a big difference.
Some clean defense being played here in quarter number two, just not leading to many turnovers. Teams getting their shots up. They're just contested. First free throw is up and in for Thurston. She's awarded with the second free throw attempt here. That's her first points on the evening. Second one is up and back iron. No good. A long rebound, though, is grabbed by Avery Norris, who kicks it out to Aminette. Aminette to Belfield, who drives through. A bounce pass takes a few bounces before it gets to Aminette. Takes it into the corner, is double teamed, and loose ball on the court, and we have a jump ball that's called. Possession arrow in favor of Steelville. So they'll get it either way, but it looks like the Cardinals will. We're about to come away with that one. A tough break there as they now lose the possession arrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are always tough to call, those jump balls. How much time do you give with the officials? They're trained as soon as they have mutual possession. Give a quick second to see who can take it away, and after that, it's an immediate call.
And even then, some officials will typically give it a second. Some will call it right away. It's a very much to each their own type of call. Cottrell with it as Steelville has a four-point lead and is working in the half court. To the near side, extra pass to the wing. Church with it. Tries to drive and decides against it. Loses the ball on her own. Kimmy Wallen tries to snatch it away, taking advantage of it.
Ooh, got away with the travel there.
Yeah, lucky break for the Steelville Cardinals. Into the hands of Hudson now. Hudson hands off to Cottrell. Cottrell, double team in the corner, looking for someone to pass it to. Finds Church all alone in the paint, who lays it in off glass.
Good ball movement that time by Steelville, kind of the give and go.
And a lucky break still with that travel no call. But Jim going, ooh, as everyone seemed to see it except for the people wearing horizontal or vertical stripes. 26-20 the score, Rebels with it. 1.5 to play. A tip, but it gets to Aminette still, who drives through. Underhanded shot is no good. Second shot opportunity up and in through traffic. Carissa Belfield continues her strong offensive game. She now has 9 by my count. Cottrell across the timeline. Dribbling with the right hand, working against Belfield. And now Cottrell's going to back out on the far side wing and reset. Looking to hand it off to Abby Booker. She does. A pass back to Cottrell is tipped, but makes its way to her. She thinks about pulling up baseline. Instead, gets it to Church on the near side elbow, who drives through the lane. No good. Loose ball tipped around. Aminette gets it, and now Aminette beats her defender. No one is around her, and she lays it in off glass with ease.
Easy money for Aminette. One of the quicker players on the floor. As soon as she had an open floor, no one was going to catch her.
Two-point game now with 38 seconds left to play. Steelville and Hannah Cottrell with it. Begins her drive and now is going to back out. I wouldn't be surprised if she kills a bunch of time here. Hold for the last shot and at least guarantee the lead. Cottrell with it. Kick into the corner now. Abby Booker is going to try her luck from downtown. Too strong, no good. And we have an over-the-back foul. It's going to go against Kaylee Hudson.
Yeah, tried to reach over and got a little body contact in the push in the back. And that's going to cause a foul. And as you mentioned earlier, here comes when the one-and-ones will pay dividends as Central could potentially tie this game up.
And they can
connect both free throws.
Kimmy Wallen that's going to go to the free throw line. One dribble shot is up. Back iron, no good. Tip out of bounds off of the Rebels, Avery Norris. So no second free throw attempt for Kimmy Wallen as she misses on her one there. That is the 9th foul commit by Steelville. Both teams guilty of 9 fouls here in the first half. So if any team fouls in the next 20 seconds, it'll automatically be 2 free throws. Picking up her dribble is Hannah Cottrell. Gets it to Church. Church across the timeline and a travel with 12.8 seconds left to play until halftime. Huge miscue there for Church and the Steelville Cardinals, leading to another turnover. And the Rebels are going to get a chance here to get one more shot up to tie it or take the lead here with 12.8 left to go.
Another opportunity exactly for Park Hills, trying to capitalize and get themselves a little momentum heading into the break.
The inbound goes to Belfield across the timeline, picks up her dribble. Now to Aminette, 8 seconds left to play. To Belfield, now Horton on the far side wing, to the near side wing. Aminette from 5 feet off the arc, no good. Grabbing the rebound as Horton puts it up. There was a whistle. Officials wave it off. I'm not sure if they're saying the shot came afterwards and that there was a foul. The officials are not discussing, so they're going to say it was a jump ball that was called by the officials. And that will take us into halftime. 26-24 is the score. The Steelville Cardinals currently lead the Central Rebels. Coming up, it's the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on J98.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck, because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Have you ever been to dinner with a friend and realized you don't have cash to split the check? Or do you need to pay the soccer coach for that new uniform? Hi, Paul Hale from Neura Bank, and our new app has just what you need. Our app features person-to-person payments. This allows you to pay from your cell phone directly to someone else's. They receive a text from you and get the money real-time, even if you don't bank with us. Check out our website at www.neurabank.com for more information or call one of our locations. Member FDIC.
Josh Harris is on the line from Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. And Josh, if your New Year's resolution is to have more fun in 2018, Midwest Sports Center is the place to start.
That's right. With rebates up to $5,000, Mark. On the road, off the road, or on the water, Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Stop by and see Josh Harris today at Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington, and get 2018 off to a great start.
Hi, I'm Hannah Colt, and I'm proud to be a Farmington Knight. I'm proud of my school, and so is our family business. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment would like to wish all of the teams competing in the Central Christmas Tournament the best of luck. Being a Knight is about more than just winning. Pride, honor, determination, and a heart that never stops trying, that's what makes a great Knight. In my family, being a Knight is a family tradition that started with my dad. My family bleeds black and gold. Together, we are proud to support the Farmington Knights during the Central Christmas Tournament and in all they do.
Legendary care. Those are words used to describe Dr. Melanie Hampton, our board-certified pediatrician at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro.
She was my son's pediatrician. He had everything from ear infections to skin rashes to asthma. Today, he's over 6 foot tall and strong as a horse.
Dr. Hampton is now accepting new patients at our Hillsboro facility. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE to make an appointment with Dr. Melanie Hampton. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
26-24 is the score here at halftime. The Steelville Cardinals looking to upset the Central Rebels on their own home court in the championship game that they have won many of times before. About 6.5 minutes until the second half gets underway. Let's take a look at some stats brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to their customers since 1914. Leading all scorers is Carissa Belfield with 9. 7 of them came in quarter number 1. Then second in scoring for the Rebels is Caitlin Holmes with 5 points after a pair of buckets made in the second. Skylar Aminette has 5 points as well. She also had a pair of shots made in quarter number 2. And then to round out the scoring for the Rebels, 2 points for Kaylee Kimball, 1 point for Thurston, and 1 point for Sophia Horton. Meanwhile, for the Steelville Cardinals, a bit more spread out their scoring. 6 points for Abby Booker to lead them. Hannah Cottrell has 5, all of them coming from free throws. Kaylee Hudson has 5 points off the bench as well. 3 for Faith Blair, 4 for Sydney Booker. Lydia Sexton off the bench has a pair, and Alyssa Church with 2 points as well. Another key stat, going back to the first quarter, turnover crazy for both teams in the first quarter, with some great defense being run by both these squads. 7 turnovers committed by the Steelville Cardinals. Meanwhile, for the Central Rebels, they commit 8 in the first quarter, but both teams cleaned it up in the second. 2 turnovers commit by Steelville in quarter number 2, and 1 commit by the Rebels in quarter number 2, bringing it to a total at halftime of 9 turnovers apiece. Once again, 26-24 is the score. You're listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show here on J98 The Boot. We'll step aside, and when we return, we'll hear from head coach Jimmy Palmer of the North County Raiders, whose team finished third in a thrilling 70-67 victory over the Central Rebels in the third-place game on the boys' bracket in the previous game. Andy Humphrey sat down with him afterwards. That's coming up in 30 seconds right here on J98.
Whether it's the heat of the preseason or the heart of the postseason, teams always get a little boost from playing at home. Hi, this is your hometown insurance agent, Eric Schweiss. I'd like to show you how State Farm can boost your savings when you combine your homeowner's insurance with your auto coverage. So score one for the home team. Talk to me today, State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, about big league savings for combining home and car coverage. Call State Farm today at 573-760-1000. That's 573-760-1000. 760-1000.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Jason!
No, not Happy New Year. Well, yeah, I mean Happy New Year to you too, Clarissa.
But you mean Happy New Year to everyone out there in Radioland. I get it. Happy New Year, all.
Yes, and I want to celebrate and kick off 2018 the right way.
What'd you have in mind?
I say let's make some crazy deals on Husker mowers. I mean crazy low. Savings so big they're dropping like the ball on New Year's Eve. $1,000 off on some models.
Really? That big? Wow. Let's do it. Price is so low on Hustler mowers, we can't say it on air.
Hurry, this won't last long. We're going to make some deals and save you more money than you can ever imagine.
Happy New Year from all of us here at Fliggs Equipment. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Fliggs Equipment, see us today in St. Genevieve and in Lettington. Or online 24/7 at Fliggs.com.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
We're back on the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. Andy Humphrey on J98 as well as Parkland Health Mart Web TV. We're joined by North County Raiders boys head coach Jimmy Palmer. Just wrapped up the third place game, and boy, they really efforted it out in a 70-67 victory over Central. And coach, take us back to the first quarter where you guys were down 20 points and kind of stumbled out of the gate. But how did you refine that rhythm and get back into the game?
To be honest, I have no idea. I can't say enough about these guys and their willingness to overcome adversity and any kind of obstacle you put in their way. They just continue to surprise me game to game. They never quit. They play hard every possession, no matter who I put in the game. And it was fun to watch, to watch us be down 24-4 and somehow find a way back, cut it to 4 at halftime, and then come out with a win. So it was a great experience for us. It just shows us that there's no deficit, really, that we can't overcome.
Seemed a lot of guys contributed for you on the score sheet. Obviously, Hayden Sprinkle had his 25-plus game, but guys like Colton Porman, who finished in double figures right at the end with a great second half, as well as some other guys, just spraying it around the basketball, some quick ball movement. Did you see a concerted effort from the bench in the second half in that one?
Yeah, I told Colton on my way out of the locker room, heck of a game, but I mean, he was killing him with the shot fake, one dribble and pull up, and he got into a rhythm there and hit 3 or 4 big shots for us in a row. And you can't say enough about that kid. He's a workhorse. He'll do anything you ask him to do. Whether he thinks it's right or wrong, he's going to do it for you. He's the type of kid that would literally run through a brick wall for you. That unit I started the second quarter with brought some guys off the bench. I believe I subbed 4 in and left Hayden out there. And we were down 20, and somehow they found a way to put us back in the game. So, a lot of guys contributed. Can't say enough about them.
So as your tournament ends, and it ends with a victory, I'm sure a victory like that one, which basically acts as a road game for you guys against the packed house, against the host team in the tournament, definitely has to be a big confidence booster for your next one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We knew this was going to be a test. Obviously they came out hot shooting the basketball, especially Wagner. And we knew that. They have, four out of their, three out of their 5 starters can really shoot the basketball. And I tell you, Will Hopkins has really developed his game, getting into the paint, nice floater and mid-range game. And then, Mayberry's Mayberry. He does all the dirty work for him just at the end. I believe he got 3 offensive rebounds by himself. He always puts his team in a position to win. And, you can't say enough about those guys. We were just lucky enough to come out victorious.
That was Andy Humphrey with head coach of the third place North County Raiders, Jimmy Palmer, in the boys' bracket. The boys' championship game will come up after the second half of the girls' championship game, which is underway right now, 7:40 to play. Central with it. Shot is up. Baseline Aminette. A tip out goes to Cottrell. The shot from Aminette was blocked. 26-24 is the score. Steelville now with the ball and the lead. Cottrell to the far side wing. Alyssa Church with it. Church dribbling around and has their pocket picked by Aminette, who goes coast to coast and lays it in off glass. Aminette with the first 2 points in the second half to knot this one up at 26-all. Cottrell with it. Double team starts to show a long outlet to a wide open Faith Bear. Extra pass. Shot up no good as the defense was able to close in. A shot up by Sydney Booker is no good, but she is fouled in the process, so there will be free throws coming here. First foul in the second half commit by the Central Rebels, who made a total of 9 in the first half as a team. And that foul goes against Sophia Horton, who now has 3 next to her name. First free throw up and in for Sydney Booker. Her 5th point of the game to regain the lead for the Steelville Cardinals, 27-26. 3 dribbles with the right hand for Sydney Booker. The free throw is up and no good. Grabbing the rebound is Caitlin Holmes going the other way now. Fake pass to the wing. Shot is up in transition. No good. And grabbing the rebound is Alyssa Church. Church to Cottrell across the timeline. Cottrell being defended by Kimmy Wallen, who checked in to replace Horton. So the Rebels going small. Wallen with a steal and draws the foul. They were looking for a lob down low to Faith Bear on the pick and roll, but coming in with the help defense was Kimmy Wallen.
Yeah, Wallen read that from the left side of the key and read the eyes and then jumped all the way across in front of the offensive player at the front of the key block down there and made the interception and got the foul. So a little double points there that time.
That is 3 fouls now against Faith Bear herself, so she's going to have to check out for the Steelville Cardinals. Wing-to-wing passing, now Aminette with it at the point. Back to the far wing. That's Kimmy Wallen with it. A bounce pass down low. Caitlin Holmes trying to drive baseline. It goes out of bounds off of her leg, and it'll be a turnover. Steelville ball, 27-26. The score with 6.5 to play here in quarter number 3.
It's been a tight game throughout the whole entire start to where we're at now, Sean, early outside of that early start from Central in the defense, but Steelville now rallying back and, of course, been holding the lead for a little while now.
Sydney Booker with it, being defended by Avery Norris, who checks in for the Rebels. Caitlin Holmes checks out, so the Rebels going very small here. Losing her footing as Cottrell baseline is able to get it off to Sexton, who lays it off glass and in.
What a move by Cottrell, falling to her knees and keeping the dribble going, then having the wherewithal to find the open player and get the easy bucket. That's a clutch basket.
Aminette with it on the wing from Wallen. Drives through a screen. Now is going to back out to the wing and reset. A lob to the near side wing for Carissa Belfield. Kicks it. Thurston from the elbow. No good. And the loose ball is grabbed by Alyssa Church. Cottrell with it across the timeline. Steelville now attacking the basket to our right with the red uniforms with white letters and numbers and the black trim. To the point. That's Alyssa Church with it to the far side. Cottrell driving through a screen, Euro step off glass, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Norris. Norris to Aminette, who's going to look to push in transition here. Doesn't have numbers, goes through anyway, lays it up, no good. A second shot opportunity, though, is up and in for Callie Thurston. Callie Thurston with the rebound on the weak side to bring this back to a one-point game. Rebels down 28-29. Steelville with possession going the other way is Church, who lays it up but draws the blocking foul. Shot no good. A pair of free throws coming here for Church. And the foul goes against Thurston. That is now 3 on Thurston. So Sophia Horton and Callie Thurston each have a trio of fouls to their name.
It'll be interesting to see what Coach Mapes does with that.
Church free throw up and back iron. No good. It looks like he's not going to sub out Thurston right now. We'll have to keep an eye on that as the game progresses. Now Caitlin Holmes getting ready to check in. We'll see who she replaces. Second free throw is up, and that one's short, no good as well. So going empty on the trip to the charity stripe is Alyssa Church. Aminette driving through, bounce pass to Avery Norris. Back to the basket. Now is going to kick it to Wallen. Extra pass. A deep two is up, and that one is no good. Fighting for the loose ball is a pair of Rebels. They collide. It goes off of them and out of play. No, off of Steelville last. I thought that touched the Rebels.
A break. That time is now Central get an opportunity, a second chance, try to take the lead here.
The inbounds to Aminette, wide open on the wing for 3 and no good. Loose ball on the floor and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors Steelville as the Rebels started the second half with the ball. So the Cardinals get it here up by a point, just under 5 to play in quarter number 3. The amounts to Church. Church dribbling with the right hand. Bounce pass looking for Sexton. Goes through her hands and out of play. It'll be a turnover. 4:45 to go. Rebels with the ball down by a point. To Carissa Belfield. Now back to Aminette at the point. To the opposite wing to Kimmy Wallen on the far side. Wallen looking to feed the corner. That's Thurston. To the near side wing, Aminette thinks about a three. Decides against it. Drives baseline, getting the defender up in the air. To Thurston down low. Pump fake and laid in off the glass. Thurston faking out the defender there to give the Rebels their first lead in quite a while. Cottrell with it. Working against Kimmy Wallen. Cottrell drives. Puts it up off glass. No good. And it's Callie Thurston with the rebound who draws the foul.
That was a really pretty play from Skylar Aminette, dropping it off to Thurston as well. Aminette coming in, the drop-off pass, Thurston the pump fake, like you said, drawing the defender in the air, then banking home an easy layup to get Park Hills the lead.
Aminette is at her best when she's able to play downhill in transition because she can take it coast-to-coast herself, no problem. She has a very good underhanded layup, too, to create space. But she also is very good at dishing in transition, too. Great court vision for Skylar Aminette.
No doubt.
30-29, the score, just over 4 minutes to play in quarter number three. Kimmy Wallen with it on the far side wing into the corner. Horton, overhead pass to down low. That's Holmes who misses. No good. Gets her own rebound, though. Off glass, no good. Fights for the rebound and forces a jump ball. It'll remain central ball. Caitlin Holmes only at 5'7", but plays well above that height when it comes to playing off the glass. Always an absolute beast with rebounds and a timeout taken by head coach Seth Collins of the Steelville Cardinals. It's a full timeout. We'll step aside with them. You're listening to High School Hoops here on KTJJ Farmington Central, leading Steelville by a point.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
To 29 is the score. It is the Rebels who regain the lead here in quarter number three over the Steelville Cardinals. Number one Rebels looking to repeat as champions here in the Central Christmas Tournament. Steelville, their first time in the tournament, in fact, looking to make a name for themselves here in the tournament and play upset to the host team. Talk about crashing a Christmas party, Will.
Absolutely. Coming as the three seed, and you play the host team in the championship, and right now, trailing by just one, a chance to, like you said, play spoiler.
Horton to the elbow. That's Holmes. Pulls up no good, and the rebound is snagged by Cottrell with one hand. Cottrell and the Steelville Cardinals down by a point. They're working left to right here in the second half. To Hudson in the corner, who has 5 points off the bench. Now back to Cottrell at the point, working against Kimmy Wallen. Now a handoff. That's to Sydney Booker. Now back to Cottrell. Cottrell almost a pocket pick by Aminette there. A three ball from the near side corner is no good. Long rebound kept alive by Hudson. It goes off of Sophia Horton and out of play. What a play by Kaylee Hudson. She's played fantastic basketball off the bench.
Hudson just behind her back flips it right off of Horton. Great wherewithal and great awareness on the basketball floor. Know where the defender was. And able to give Steelville another chance here.
Eyes in the back of her head to see where Horton was. Horton now makes her way to the bench. It is Cottrell with it for Steelville, working again against Kimmy Wallen. A handoff to Hudson. No, it's a fake handoff. A pass to a cutting teammate. That's Alyssa Church, who lays it in. Church's first 2 points in the second half. Going coast to coast, though, is Skylar Aminette. How about that for the Gilster Mary Lee drive of the game? Aminette regains the lead for the Rebels, 32-31 the score. On the far side wing, that's Hudson with it. Working against Avery Norris to the near side corner. Abby Booker, a bounce pass, finds Cottrell, now bounced back out, and that's tipped out of bounds off of Aminette. And it'll be Steelville ball still with 2:45 to play. Thurston is going to check back in for the Rebels to replace Avery Norris. Abby Booker to inbounds, gets it to Cottrell right in front of her on the near sideline. Cottrell takes it to the point. Hand off to Church. Now Church works to the far side. A kick out to Cottrell. Fake three. Drives through. Right-handed floater is short. No good. Tip rebound goes into the hands of Caitlin Holmes, who works the other way. Holmes is good in transition, too. A kick out to the near side wing. Aminette begins her dribble. Now to Kimmy Wallen on the far side wing. 2:20 to play here in quarter number three. Wallen back to Aminette. Fake pass to the left. A lob, and that is tipped and stolen away by the Steelville Cardinals. Into the hands of Cottrell now. Cottrell on the near side wing. Thinks about a three, picks up her dribble. Kimmy Wallen all over her. And now a bounce pass to a cutting Abby Booker. Booker looking to pass to Sexton, but it's stolen away. Wallen with it now to Aminette. A long outlet to Holmes, who is streaking. Extra pass is tipped. Now it's in the corner. Belfield with it. Belfield drives through, lays it up off glass, and in, and the foul.
Belfield just going right around the defender, seeing a seam in the middle, goes to the left side, creates contact on a late kind of stretch play on the foul, and an easy, easy money that time for Belfield as she barely felt that contact on the foul. An easy layup on the left side. Now a chance for a three-point play.
Belfield in the semifinals had 19 points for the Rebels, finishing second in scoring behind Caitlin Holmes, 20. One of three players for the Rebels to put up over 18. A huge scoring night for her. A player is normally known for her defense. Free throw, no good. It's a three-point lead for the Rebels, 34-31. Steelville with it across the timeline, and picking it off is Avery Norris, and going the opposite way. Avery Norris with a bounce pass down low. Shot is up and fouled on the play for the Central Rebels. I believe that was Kimmy Wallen in transition. No, that was Carissa Belfield, who's going to get a pair of free throws here.
Starting to see Park Hills kind of turn it on a little bit.
Free throw rims in for Carissa Belfield. And you're right, Will. The Cardinals really, they're a lot more active in transition here. They're moving at a much faster pace, not allowing Steelville to set up their 1-3-1 defense, causing a little chaos. 1:38 to go. Second free throw coming for Carissa Belfield. It is up a little off to the left, off rim, and no good. Rebound is grabbed by Bear of Steelville, who now gets it to the hands of Church. 35-31 the score, buck 30 on the clock. Steelville with possession here in the third quarter. Bounce pass to Booker. Booker to Cottrell. And now to Alyssa Church. Church dribbling with the left hand. Picks up her dribble. Double team comes her way. Gets it to Sydney Booker. To the far side wing, that's Cottrell. Defense closes on her quickly. Double team comes her way. Now up top, Booker. That's Abby Booker from downtown. Her third three of the game. And her first since the opening quarter. Cuts it to a one-point game. Belfield to Wallen. Now back to Belfield at the point. Crosses over. A bounce pass to Kimmy Wallen. Kimmy Wallen driving through. A bounce on the baseline. Driving is Thurston. Double-teamed underneath. And we have a whistle. A timeout taken by head coach of the Central Rebels, Josh Mapes. Doesn't seem happy with having to take that timeout there, as Thurston dribbled into a bad spot underneath the basket and double-teamed. And a full timeout has to be burned by Josh Mapes to avoid a turnover. 35-31 is the score. The Rebels on top of the Cardinals. 32nd champion of the Central Christmas Tournament on the girls' side will be crowned tonight. We have more action coming up next on KTJJ Farmington.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Left to play in quarter number three of the championship game of the Bob Sechrist Jr. Central Christmas Tournament. We're broadcasting from the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse. Sean Malone alongside Will Cheshire here in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Central Rebels to inbound underneath the offensive basket here to our left. Carissa Belfield lobs it up top at the elbow. That's Holmes, a bounce pass, now a kick into the corner. Belfield did the inbounding. A shot from downtown is no good. Tipped out of bounds off of the Rebels' last. So it will be Steelville ball, 43.4 seconds left to play in quarter number three. Cottrell gets the inbound to Kimmy Wallen. Double team starts to creep her way and now gets it off to Alyssa Church. That's where the help defense came from, was from Church. Back to Cottrell in the half court now, 32 seconds left to play. A bounce pass is kicked, and it's going to be out of bounds. No, a kickball violation. So it will be a side-in for the Steelville Cardinals on the far side. Now Cottrell with it. Takes it to the point, working against Kimmy Wallen, who's a tough defender off the bench. Defense switches as it's handed off to Sydney Booker. And now to Abby Booker. To Cottrell. Cottrell with that floater once again. Now she gets it to go. That's the first field goal of the game for Hannah Cottrell, giving her 6 points total. Her first four coming in the first half, all of them from the charity stripe. To Thurston, a bounce pass down low. The shot is up through traffic, no good. It's going to be called a block, and the shot and the game clock will expire for the third quarter. Some oohs from the Central Rebels faithful. They thought that Caitlin Holmes was fouled on the shot there. Instead, no call. And heading into the fourth quarter with a lead are the Steelville Cardinals. They're on top, 36-35. The champion will be crowned after one more quarter of play here on J98.
This is Debbie Hamby with Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. We know you have lots of choices when it comes to finding a pharmacy. Those choices promise things like friendly staff, shorter wait times, free delivery, and knowing you by name. At Parkland Health Mart, all of those things are a given. We want you to choose us for our ability to provide things like medication synchronization, immunization services, medical equipment sales and service, and free wellness classes, including diabetic education. Come see us today in Deloge, Fredericktown, or Ironton, because we are your total healthcare destination.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
The number three is Steelville Cardinals looking to shake up the Central Christmas Tournament here with their first appearance. 36-35 is the score. They lead the number one in host, Central Rebels, as we enter the fourth quarter. Leading all scorers is Carissa Belfield with 12. Right behind her is Skylar Aminette with 9, and Abby Booker also has 9, all of them coming from downtown for the Steelville Cardinals. Steelville with the ball to start the final frame here of the Central Christmas Tournament. Cottrell hits the deck, and we got a foul going against the Central Rebels, I believe. Be shocked if it wasn't against the Rebels. As Cottrell hit the ground hard. The third foul commit by the Rebels. It goes against Skylar Aminette. That's only her first. The inbounds comes to Cottrell on the far sideline. 7:45 to go here in the final frame. A handoff. That is Booker with it. Sydney Booker. Now to Alyssa Church up top. Alyssa Church dribbling through with the left hand. Kicks it out to Abby Booker. Now to Cottrell. Cottrell spins on Kimmy Wallen. Kick to the elbow. Sydney Booker, a bounce pass at the free throw line, and a travel is commit by Hannah Cottrell. Lost her balance as she swung the ball over the top of her head. Tried to dribble, but took two steps before doing so. And it'll be a turnover. Rebel ball down by a point. Sophia Horton checks back in for the Rebels. She's playing with three fouls. Kimmy Wallen, who's done a good job defending on Cottrell, will check out. Playing some extended minutes with Horton getting into foul trouble. Thurston also playing with three fouls. Aminette to Belfield. Belfield, one dribble. Now to Horton on the baseline. That's Thurston to the far sideline. Belfield up top. Extra pass to Horton on the wing. Horton thinks about a three, decides against it, dribbles through, tries a bounce pass, but it goes off the foot of Cottrell. And here come the Cardinals going the other way, and we have a foul.
Yeah, definitely some body contact there. Belfield looks like making the contact going in around that near baseline, attacking the floor. Falling to the ground, and now Steelville will have a little bit of a chance to reset some offense here.
They set up in the half court. It is Belfield, the guilty party for the Rebels. That is the fourth team foul, second on Carissa. Hannah Cottrell with it on the far side to Abby Booker, and now to Alyssa Church. Alyssa Church working against Caitlin Holmes, dribbling with the left hand at the elbow. She kicks it to the far side wing. That's Booker. And now up top to Hannah Cottrell once again. Cottrell being defended by Carissa Belfield, and now it's turned over, but going back the other way. Holmes at it for a split second before Alyssa Church regained possession for Steelville. And we've got a foul. Caitlin Holmes with the foul. That is her third, so she's not in serious foul trouble yet, but one more could be decision time for head coach Josh Mapes. Cottrell with it. Dribbling with the left hand to the far side wing where she hands it off for Alyssa Church. Church being defended by Holmes. Let's see if they go after Holmes. They do. Church drives. Bounce pass into the corner. Cottrell, head fake from three. Drives through a right-handed layup off glass and in.
What a nice move that time from Cottrell, going all the way from the left perimeter across her body to the right.
Aminette into the corner all the way to the near side. Getting it on the wing is now down low. That's Holmes with the right-handed hook shot. No good. And a jump ball is forced. Possession arrow favors the Rebels. They're going to hang on. That pass to the near side wing from the corner was to Sophia Horton and almost went over the 5'6" freshman's head. 38-35 the score. Rebels with a chance to cut it to a one-point game or tie here. The inbounds goes to Aminette on the wing, dribbles through, and now a kick out. Horton to tie it up from downtown. No good. Skying for the rebound is Faith Bear. And now it's in the hands of Cottrell, who will work across the timeline. Kimmy Wallen back in for the Rebels. She's done a lot of defending against Cottrell, the point guard. She'll continue to defend her here. A screen is set. Defense switches. A bounce pass looking back door. And a jump ball is forced by Callie Thurston of the Central Rebels. The last one just a few seconds ago went in their favor. So this one will favor the Steelville Cardinals. But that arrow goes back in favor of the Rebels. We'll see if that plays a factor later on in the fourth. 5:35 to play. The inbounds tipped around and stolen away by the Rebels. Caitlin Holmes a little slow to get up. She was the one to tip that one away. Aminette drives baseline and draws the foul. I think Faith Bear is going to be the guilty party. If she is, that is her fourth. It is not on her. It is going to go on Alyssa Church. A big difference there. That is the first foul against Church. And as I mentioned, that could have been four on Faith Bear. Horton to do the inbounding, looking for someone to give it to. Now bounce pass. I believe that went off of Steelville, so they'll just move about a foot to the right, closer towards us and underneath the basket and reset there. Good heads-up play by the freshman, Sophia Horton. Nobody open. Just throw it off the leg of the defender that's face-guarding you.
Absolutely. And now they change it up a little bit, though.
Wow.
And I kind of thought that, too, because just the base off of the reaction from Horton, it almost looked like she was more frustrated. I thought at first it was just frustration from not finding a player open, but looks like she touched it, so it kind of backfired.
Alyssa Church with it, spins on a defender, bounce pass down low, is now stolen by Horton. She gets the ball back for her team. Backs out and now is going to cross the timeline to Thurston. Thurston into the corner. Aminette from downtown, strong, no good, but getting the rebound is Belfield, who drives through and draws the foul. Carissa Belfield has been all over the court for the Rebels on offense, on defense, on the glass here as well, drawing contact and a chance to cut it to a one-point game. 5:01 to go here in the fourth quarter. Rebels trailing. Free throw up. Goes off back iron and no good for Carissa Belfield. Substitution. Sexton checks out in, replacing Faith Baird. She just picked up her fourth foul with that one. 16 fouls for Steelville.
Park Hills right now 6 of 13 from the free throw line in this game.
That free throw is good for Carissa Belfield. She makes do on the second one. And the inbound coming here, it's Church to inbound, and it's stolen away. Jumping in front of it is Aminette, who draws the foul as she goes to the rim. She's going to get a pair of free throws with a chance to tie this one up.
Aminette so quick, able to get the steal and then go right back up with it. Again, you talked about how good she is at driving into the lane.
Free throw up and good for Aminette. It was 0 for 1 so far from the charity stripe entering, or 0 for 2, excuse me. 1 for 2, my mistake. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. So Aminette now 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. And the inbound goes to Cottrell. We're tied up with under 5 to play at 38 all. A tip pass is stolen away. There's Carissa Belfield once again to Aminette, who drives through. Underhanded shot is blocked.
Cottrell got her hand on that one, knocked it away out of bounds. Good defensive play that time. Try to erase some of that momentum as we're all tied at 38, just 4:49 left.
And Rebels with the ball and the inbound and the offensive end. It goes high to Holmes in the paint, puts it up off glass, no good, but she draws the foul. And Caitlin Holmes, who's been quiet offensively throughout most of the night, will get a pair of free throws here. Holmes, a dream teamer last season for the Central Rebels. Good two-way player. She can work in transition, and even at only 5'7", a very tough rebounder. Free throw up and good for Caitlin Holmes to give the Rebels a lead, 39-38, their first lead here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is up. That one's good for Caitlin Holmes. She goes 2 for 2 on that trip, gives her team a two-point lead, and we have a timeout taken by the Steelville Cardinals, a 30-second timeout. So we'll take this second to thank a couple of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Missouri Highlands Healthcare you can feel good about, Geo Lumber in Perryville, Norman Crumpecker Bail Bonds in Potosi, South Iron R1 School District in Annapolis, DeSoto Electrical Products in DeSoto, Potosi R3 School District in Potosi, and Potosi Lumber also located in Potosi. This timeout brought to you by the Soap Lady. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. Will, we're seeing a lot more aggressiveness in terms of getting to the ball and the basket from the Central Rebels so far in this second half.
Yeah, they really have. They've kept that pressure really, really high and turned up, and it's benefiting them at the line. I mentioned before that they were 6 of 13. Well, they've made their last 5 free throws. They're now 11 of 18 from the free throw line, and it's given them a 2-point lead.
Booker inbounds to Church. Full court trap being run by the Rebels. We haven't seen much of this throughout the game from them. It's been a lot of press. Pass. Now an extra pass. Wide open down low is Sexton, who makes good on the bank shot.
Steelville had no problem breaking that press.
Aminette to Belfield. Pass down low in the paint. A fake pass and laid in off glass. What a move from Caitlin Holmes to get to the rack. 42-40 the score. Rebels back out on top. Cottrell going the other way. And she stepped on the near sideline. It's out of bounds. And it'll be Central Rebel ball.
Seventh turnover of the quarter for Steelville so far in this one.
Very reminiscent of the first quarter where they had 7 turnovers as well. But big difference here. There's still 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. Aminette gets the inbounds, takes a few seconds, and then finally gets it to Thurston across the timeline. Now to Belfield. Belfield drives through, back to Aminette. Aminette really taking her time with the basketball here. And now back to Belfield. The Rebels seem to be slowing things down here in the half court. Back to Aminette, who's about 15 feet off the arc. To Belfield, drives past her defender and draws the foul, and that'll be free throws.
Yeah, one-on-one opportunity here. 19th foul on Steelville.
That's another big factor. 9 fouls on Steelville. They're down by 2. Every foul commit by the Cardinals after this on the defensive end will result in 2 free throw attempts for the Central Rebels. We've got a 1-1 here coming up for Belfield. A chance to make it a 2-possession game. Belfield already 2 of 4 thus far. She makes good on the first one. So she'll have a second one here. Excuse me, she was actually 2 of 5 entering that one. She had a chance at a 3-point play back in the third. A chance to make it a 2-possession game is good for Carissa Belfield. Going the other way is Cottrell, working against Kimmy Wallen, who checks back in. Kimmy Wallen through a screen. Aminette, providing some help defense, is able to pick it away, but it rolls out of bounds. Nice job by Cottrell to kind of box out Kimmy Wallen, who is laying out to try and get to that basketball. And we have a timeout taken by second-year head coach of the Steelville Cardinals, Coach Collins. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll step aside with them. 3:42 to go here in the championship game of the girls' bracket of the Central Christmas Tournament. Central back out on top by 4. You're listening to High School Hoops on J98.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
.44-40 is the score with 3:42 to go. The Rebels lead the Steelville Cardinals. Rebels break their huddle. Steelville still huddled up right now. And a big stat here in the fourth quarter. 7 of 8 from the charity stripe are the Central Rebels. Will, they're getting to the line and making the most of it.
Absolutely, you know, and obviously big moments for them. 3:42 left, a 4-point lead. They've won 5 of the last 6 championships of this tournament, including the last 4 dating back to 2013, trying to make it 5 in a row.
Cottrell gets the inbound for Steelville. Once again, working against Kimmy Wall, and she has it at the point. Bounces it to Church. Church finds Booker. That's Abby Booker at the point, who finds Sydney Booker. Sydney Booker, near side wing, looking for someone to feed it to as she picked up her dribble. And we got a five-second call. It'll be another turnover committed by the Steelville Cardinals. And the Rebels have a chance to extend their lead once again.
It almost seems like Steelville playing a little frantic right now in front of Park Hill Central. That defense you mentioned, they've turned up that aggressiveness, and it's paid dividends for them.
Aminette draws out the defender, and extending the 1-3-1 zone is Steelville. This is the first time we've seen that from them. Usually they use it to pack the paint. Aminette with it, dribbles with the right hand, now to Belfield, who has it in the corner right near midcourt. And now back to Aminette. Aminette with a fake pass, dribbles around the defender. Now back to Belfield. Belfield to Holmes. Holmes drives baseline and draws a foul. And it'll be two free throws coming up for Caitlin Holmes, who's already 2-for-2 from the charity stripe in this quarter. Alyssa Church with the foul. And that is her third foul. Team's 10th. Free throw up. Rims out. No good. So the score remains 44-40, just a tick under 3 minutes to play here in the championship game. Second free throw for Holmes is up and in. She splits the trip. Cottrell across the timeline, her team down by five, largest lead of the evening for the Central Rebels. Cottrell bounce pass to the near side to Abby Booker, who loses it. Now back to Cottrell, who drives baseline, takes it underneath, steps around the defender, and lays it in for two.
Steelville going to be relying on Cottrell Hill down the stretch.
Cottrell now with 10 on the game for the Cardinals. Aminette with it, her heels on the midcourt line. Now to Kimmy Wallen on the far side wing. A lob pass to Aminette. Now back to Kimmy Wallen. Rebels seem content with forcing Steelville to extend this zone defense of theirs to Aminette. Thinks about a three, decides against it. She's about 5 feet off the arc. And now gets it to Kimmy Wallen. Kimmy Wallen drives through it. Picked up into the air, and getting it is Faith Bear for Steelville. And do we have a foul against the Rebels? We do. Clapping her hands in frustration is Callie Thurston. Not happy with herself there. That is the team sixth. Four fouls against Thurston as well. She's one more away from taking a seat on the pine for the rest of the game. Cottrell with a step back J, mid-range is good. Cottrell stepping up here in the fourth, matching her total from the first three quarters. She now has 12, six of them coming here in the fourth. Wallen in the corner to Holmes. Her heels are on the arc. Thinks about a long two, decides against it, gets it to Wallen. Wallen with a bounce pass into the paint, and I think we have a kick ball. We do have a kickball violation against Steelville, so will not be a foul. No free throws. Wallen will check out, and Sophia Horton will check back in. Big minutes here for the freshman with 1:45 on the clock in a one-point game. The inbounds to Holmes, who lays it up no good. Fighting for the loose ball and getting it is Carissa Belfield. A bounce pass to Aminette, who drives through, puts it up through traffic, gets it to go, and the foul, Skylar Aminette.
What a job by Aminette. In the middle, drawing the contact. Her body moving to the left, flips it up with the right hand, gets it off the right side of the rim, gets the kind bounce off the backboard, and then back into the hoop. And now a free throw here could make it a two-possession ball game.
13 for Aminette with a chance to make it 14. That is a huge basket there, as you said, to make it a three-point game, possibly a four-point game, and the icing on the cake. Faith Bear just picked up her fifth foul. Her night is done. She ends with 3 points. Shot up. It rims out. No good. Fighting for the rebound is Holmes. And the possession arrows favors the Central Rebels. There we go, Will. We said earlier in that fourth quarter, the possession arrow flipped one side each way. We're wondering if it would play an impact late in this game. It does with 1:36 left. The Rebels are going to get another possession with a chance to make this a two-possession game.
Absolutely. Take some time off the clock as well.
Horton with a long inbounds to Belfield, who travels. Belfield tried a chest pass and dragged her pivot foot in the process. Big mistake there. Here we go, some offensive-defensive substitutions for head coach Josh Mapes. Horton checks out, and Kimmy Wallen, who's faced the tough task of facing Cottrell for most of this game, checks in. Instead, now Cottrell is going to be facing off against Belfield. As Hannah Cottrell crosses the timeline, picks up a dribble to Abby Booker. Abby Booker with a screen from Cottrell. Now back to Cottrell, who takes it baseline. Picks up a screen from Sydney Booker, feeds her. Booker picks up her dribble and now kicks it out to the near side wing. That's Cottrell working against Belfield. 1:11 to play, 3-point game. Rebels on top of the Cardinals. Cardinals have possession. Driving through is Church, who puts it up off glass and in. 1 point game. 1 minute to play here. Aminette across the timeline. A foul attempt, I believe, from Cottrell. No call from the officials. They're now not trying to intentionally foul, are the Cardinals, as the clock continues to wind. Double-teamed in the corner is Holmes to Wallen, now to Aminette. Aminette drives through, bumped by the defender, kicks it out to Belfield. Belfield has her pocket picked, and there's a foul with a 1-1 coming up here. Cottrell's going to go to the charity stripe.
Wow. Great defense that time from Steelville. They knew they had plenty of time, didn't need to foul. Down by one, of course, no shot clock here at the high school level. And then the pocket picked by Cottrell, frustration foul immediately after. And now Cottrell, perfect person you want at the free throw line right now, down by one, has a chance to give her team the lead.
These are her first free throw attempts since the first half, where she went 4 of 6. Those were her only 4 points in the first half. Wallen checks out. Horton will check in. First free throw attempt for Cottrell is a big one. If she makes it, it's tied, and she gets a second for the lead. It is no good off to the right, and we have a lane violation against Steelville, so it won't count either way.
Cottrell left her too early. She knew she missed and took off too early at the free throw line, and a big break for Park Hill Central.
They burn a timeout. Pressure bursts pipes. Steelville down by one. Rebels with an inbound coming here on the backside of this break. You're listening to the 60-second Bob Seacrest Jr. Central Christmas Tournament on J98.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal, Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Make sure you stay tuned at the conclusion of this one. It's the Coles Tractor and Equipment postgame show. We'll have stats for you before we head into the Coles Tractor and Equipment pregame show to get you ready for a rematch of last year's championship game, the Farmington Knights and the Hillsboro Hawks, the 2 versus the 1. Farmington won that absolute battle last year. The Hawks got some revenge in a great defensive battle at the end of last year in the district championship game. The inbounds goes to Aminette. Being defended by Cottrell, we're seeing a full court trapping run here by Steelville, and getting it across the timeline and drawing the foul is Aminette, who will get a pair of free throws to build on the lead here. Will, I kind of like that foul that's commit there, because it, at worst, is a three-point game with 34.4 seconds left. And although it's Aminette that's going to the charity stripe, you had to foul somebody quickly, and you knew she wasn't going to give it up too quickly. First one is up and in for Aminette.
For Central, 6 consecutive made free throw for Park Hills.
All but 4 of their points here in the fourth have come via the free throw. And there's another one as Aminette makes good on her trip. 2 for 2, 49-46. Rebels on top. A baseline floater is good for Hannah Cottrell, who's having quite the fourth quarter. She now has 8 in this frame. Aminette dribbling with the left hand, able to get across the timeline, spins out, picks up her dribble, and now lobs it to Belfield. 14 seconds left to Holmes, screaming for a foul as head coach Seth Collins. It finally comes as Caitlin Holmes gets fouled. And Will, a lot of time burns off the clock. Maybe about 6 or 7 seconds there with the Rebels playing a bit of catch.
Yeah, it really looked like they didn't want to foul Aminette, let her dribble around a bit. Holmes hits the first free throw. And then, as you mentioned, yeah, Aminette got into a corner and lobbed it wide open to Holmes. And obviously, once you got that, nobody there, able to burn some more time off the clock.
Lydia Sexton commits the foul. That's her third. Free throw is up for Holmes. That one is good. Caitlin Holmes herself goes 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. And we have a timeout taken by the Steelville Cardinals. A full timeout, but we'll keep it here and thank a handful of our sponsors. We'd like to thank Vicky Crocker Realty in Deloge, West County R4 School District in Leadwood, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Jen, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. State Farm Insurance agent Eric Schweiss in Farmington, who also sponsors our starting lineup. Gilster Mary Lee, who also sponsors the drive of the game. Mineral Area College in Park Hills. We are broadcasting from the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. And the Soap Lady in Bonterre, who sponsors this timeout. We'd also like to thank Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton, Comtria Festus, the YMCA of Jefferson County, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, the UPS store, all of which are located in Festus as well. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Fleek's Equipment in St. Genevieve and Lenington, and Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge, and Irondale. 51-48 is the score. 12.7 seconds left. Well, the Steelville Cardinals, they need a big shot from someone. Abby Booker has been their go-to girl from downtown.
Yeah, and with 12.7 seconds left, I mean, you're at that point where you're basically going to need a triple right now unless you really want to get, aggressive and try to get a quick bucket immediately with a couple of seconds. But at this point, 12.7, no timeouts. You got to go for the triple.
Abby Booker standing at about midcourt right now, being defended by Aminette. Across the timeline is Cottrell working against Belfield. 7 seconds left to pay. She pulls up from downtown, and we are tied! Hannah Cottrell for three with 2.5 seconds left. And we are knotted at 51-all. Timeout taken by head coach of the Central Rebels, Josh Mapes. Will, what a shot from Cottrell, who continues her big fourth quarter.
Cottrell was fantastic. She got it, and what was great is it looked like she was going to go to the basket. Jab stepped with the right foot, stepped back, and then hit the three. Just enough separation and drilled it, rattled it home. 2.5 seconds left on the clock now for Park Hills, but Cottrell with a huge shot, did a little jump in celebration.
Fans on both sides making noise. Fans of the Farmington Knights and Hillsborough Hawks here as well, watching an absolute duel between Steelville and Central. And an 11-point fourth quarter for Hannah Cottrell. It's been near flawless for her. It has been completely flawless, in fact, if you don't count that free throw where she stepped over the line as well. Other than that, it's been absolutely money for Cottrell.
Yeah, I said at the beginning of this quarter, Cottrell is going to be the player that Steelville was going to rely on, and she has stepped up, like you said, and answered the bell, brought her team back, hits that crucial three. Before that, had the floater in the lane as well. She's had a great fourth quarter, but Park Hills Central, 2.5 seconds left. That's enough to take a couple of dribbles and to heave one up here.
They do have to go the length of the courts. The inbounds from Callie Thurston, looking for someone to feed. Gives it to Aminette. It is stolen away by Steelville. Bounce pass. Shot is up for Cottrell. It is no good, and we're going to overtime.
Oh, so close there. Wow, look at that. Steelville gets the steal, and then it was Sydney Booker at the end. Had a look on the left side with the right hand, but had that shot just a bit rushed and couldn't get her feet set and overshot the basket to Booker, but wow, what a finish.
The 32nd champion of the Central Christmas Tournament in the girls' side of the bracket will need overtime to be determined. We'll be right back after this on J98.
The staff, students, and faculty of the Iron County C4 Schools in Viburnum would like to take this opportunity to wish the Viburnum Blue Jays the best of luck this basketball season. The Iron County C4 Schools are proud of the players and coaches of Blue Jays basketball. You all give countless hours of hard work and dedication. Good luck to the Viburnum Blue Jays from everyone at the Iron County C4 Schools in Viburnum. You are all great players, great people, and you know how to get the job done.
Real service from a real person. You get that and affordable rates from State Farm. Don't trust just anyone to insure your car. Trust good neighbor State Farm agent Matt Woods in Hillsboro. Cut rate car insurance may sound great, but are you really getting the protection and service that you need? With State Farm, you get an agent you can depend on and an insurance company you can trust. For real service from a real person, see State Farm agent Matt Woods in Hillsboro at 636-789-3532.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm.
Opening tip of overtime, tied at 51-all. 4 minutes left to go to determine a winner in this one, unless we need more overtime. Steelville wins the opening tip, and now it's Cottrell with it. Driving baseline, spins. May have traveled there, no call. Instead, it goes for a bucket. Cottrell continuing her clutch play from the fourth quarter and beyond. On the court, it's loose. Rebels able to maintain possession. An extra pass is now on the court, and a jump ball is forced. It will remain Rebel ball, but they lose the possession arrow. And Will, we've already seen that be a big factor late in this game, which way that arrow is pointing.
Absolutely, it has been. And obviously, Cottrell right before that, as you mentioned, absorbing a little bit of contact, may have taken an extra step, but still able to hit the basket on the right side, continuing her hot start.
Holmes with
hot finish.
Bullet inbounds over the defender's shoulder, and now the pocket is picked. Kimmy Wallen losing it. Cottrell with a steal going the other way, and she's going to set up in the half court. Cottrell has been absolute money here in the fourth. A three is up and in for Abby Booker from downtown.
All the momentum is on the Cardinals' side right now. Timeout taken by Coach Mapes at this point. 56-51. And after that three by Cottrell, it's been all Cardinals.
We'll take a timeout with them. 56-51, Rebels trailing Steelville. Steelville looking to crash the Christmas party here on J98.
At Fountain Blue Nursing Center in Festus, you're assured peace of mind for both you and your loved ones. Gracious, affordable living, an in-home environment, and staffed by a professional team that works with the patient and the family to provide skilled nursing or rehabilitation, hospice services, and much more. A beautiful enclosed courtyard, free cable TV, Wi-Fi, and beauty shop services are enjoyed by Fountain Blue residents. At Fountain Blue Nursing Center, minimal stress and maximum care can only provide a longer, more meaningful life. Call 636-937-3500 for more details.
Details. 56-51 is the score. Will, it has been all Hannah Cottrell from the fourth quarter on, just willing her team here into overtime and in overtime as well.
She's pretty much stunned Park Hill Central. 8-0 run for Steelville right now. They trailed 48-51. They now lead 56-51.
Central Rebels looking for some answers. Aminette to Belfield across the timeline. Belfield, a bounce pass to Holmes in the paint. Fake pass, fakes out the defender, and layup is no good on the left block. And grabbing the rebound is Steelville. They're on top by five. Cottrell across the timeline with under three to play here in overtime. Working with the right hand, being defended by Holmes. And now she picks up her dribble. Double team comes, hands it off to Sydney Booker. And we have a jump ball that's forced.
I don't know about that one. I thought Holmes able to kind of rip that away.
A quick trigger finger from the official calls the jump ball. Possession arrow favors Steelville, so they're going to keep it here. 2:44 to play, 56-51. Cardinals with the possession and the lead in overtime. Cottrell dribbling through with the right hand, left hand. A righty floater is up, no good, but she's fouled in the process, and she will get a pair of free throws here. Holmes now with four fouls for the Rebels. And this is interesting in overtime. Is Coach Mapes going to keep her in, or will he go with an offensive-defensive switch? The first one from Cottrell, that high arcing free throw is no good off the front of the rim. All of her points in the fourth quarter coming via field goals. 0 for 1 from the charity stripe in the fourth. The second free throw is up, and she is no good on that one. Gets her own rebound, takes it to the rim, and lays it in. What a fourth quarter in overtime, and driving is Aminette. She draws contact, and with 10 fouls commit in the fourth quarter by the Steelville Cardinals, it'll be a pair of free throws for Aminette. Will, we were saying all throughout the fourth that the points for the Rebels, for the most part, were coming from the charity stripe and not from the floor. And once Steelville stopped fouling, that's when they came back into this game.
Absolutely. It was huge. And right there, you have to credit Cottrell as Aminette misses the first free throw. She misses both but reads it and then gets her own rebound and puts it right back up and in. But you're 100% right. Park Hill Central did not put up very many shot attempts from the floor in the fourth quarter. And that was in large part due to the fact Steelville was fouling for the most part, and they were getting a lot of points executing their free throws.
Sydney Booker, the guilty party. That is her fifth. She is done. Steelville is without two of their starters. Faith Bear and Sydney Booker are out of this one. Cottrell, though, she's been in, and she's been stepping up in the meantime. 58-52 the score as Cottrell gets fouled.
Easy foul there. That miss by Aminette snapped a stretch of nine consecutive free throws, but they've still made 10 of 11 for Park Hill Central at the free throw line of their last attempts.
That is the ninth foul commit by the Rebels, a one-and-one coming here, and that is four fouls against Carissa Belfield, who has had a heck of a game for the Rebels.
Interesting to see what Cottrell does here. She's missed her last three free throws.
Spins the ball in her hand. A high arcing free throw is up, and it rims in. She's going to get a second one.
Snaps four consecutive missed free throws by Steelville there to get that one, and it's now a seven-point lead.
Second one coming here on the back end of the one-and-one, 2:24 to play. It is up and rims out. No good. Loose ball tipped around. Thurston is able to corral it. Her team down 59-52. Aminette drives through, steps through the defender, and lays it in with the underhand layup. Aminette is only 5'3", but she can really extend her stride when she attacks the rim and step around the defense. Cottrell with it, loses it, and here go the Rebels the other way. To Horton, one dribble off glass and in. Two clutch baskets for the Rebels. And a timeout taken by Steelville as we're back to a one-possession game with two to play. It is a full timeout, so we'll step aside with them. 59-53, the Cardinals leading the Rebels, but the Rebels catching fire late here in the overtime on J98.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Two minutes left to go in overtime. 59-56 is the score. I want to correct myself. It is the Rebels down by three, but catching some fire late. Aminette with a lay-in on the ensuing offensive possession by the Cardinals. It was poked away, and Horton got it on the other end for two, giving her 3 points total on the game. Her only other one, a free throw, coming in the second.
Just when you thought Steelville was going to put this one away, Park Hills Central coming right back on a 4-0 run to trim the deficit to three.
Cottrell, double team, picks up her dribble. Finds Abby Booker. Abby Booker's pass is tipped and stolen away. Aminette going the opposite way is Skylar Aminette. She lays it in off glass, and we are back to a one-point game. 59-58 the score. Steelville on top. The feisty defense of the Rebels stepping up late here in overtime. Cottrell to the corner for Abby Booker. Down low. Sexton, extra pass. His tip put out of bounds. 1:29 to go. Steelville maintains possession. They're still on top by a point.
Aminette again in the middle of it. Almost snatched it out of the air. Just couldn't quite handle it. Goes out of bounds. But another great play from Aminette.
A great play indeed. The inbounds goes to Cottrell. Cottrell with the left hand, posting up on Kimmy Wallen, and it's off her foot. And no, they say it's off of Kimmy Wallen last. I thought that went off the foot of Hannah Cottrell. The official says Kimmy Wallen. Kimmy Wallen doesn't argue, so I'll go with her on this one. 1:25 to go. The inbounds goes to who but Cottrell in the near side corner. Through a screen, through another screen, and now backs it out. Kimmy Wallen defending against her. And now the 5-second count starts, and it's going to reset. Cottrell just burning time here. Daring to be fouled. Hands it off to Alyssa Church. Alyssa Church now being picked up by Kimmy Wallen. Double team comes now back to Cottrell. Coach Mapes screaming about something. He wants a call. And now it's Alyssa Church with it again. Back to Cottrell. Cottrell double teamed. 54 seconds to play. Kimmy Wallen commits the foul. 51.3 on the clock. That is 10 fouls now against the Rebels. And it will be a pair of free throws for Cottrell. Will, I'm surprised we didn't see an intentional foul on Cottrell earlier. She struggled from the charity stripe as this game has gone on.
She has struggled a little bit, for that's for sure. I think one of her last five from the free throw line. Park Hills Central, I think, trying to get a steal. 51.3 seconds left.
Cottrell with the free throw. It is up and off the side of the rim. No good. Worst case scenario for the Rebels. It is a two-point game, and they get the ball back. 51.3 on the clock, 59-58 the score. Cottrell, the free throw is up. It is good. She splits the pair. Two-point game, Aminette with it across the timeline to Belfield. Now back to Aminette. Now back to Belfield. Belfield to Thurston. Thurston, a bounce pass down low. It goes off the leg of Steelville. And out of play, she was looking to feed Caitlin Holmes on the low block. Two-point game, 60-58, 39.2 on the clock. It's going to be Horton, the freshman, to inbound for the Rebels. A long inbounds is tipped, and Aminette is able to get it, and she's fouled.
Wow.
A big foul there, commit by Steelville.
I think that's a no call. I think both girls going after the ball right there. Aminette won the battle. I don't think there was any foul on either end. There was contact and hand fighting on both sides.
Free throw is up for Aminette. It is good. We are back to a one-point game.
Aminette just cold-blooded, ice in her veins right there. Bends the knees, flicks the wrist. Just quick. Doesn't even hesitate to shoot that free throw.
Norris and Wallen in for the Rebels. Belfield and Horton out. The second free throw is up and back iron. No good. Grabbing the rebound is Hudson of Steelville. And it gets back into the hands of Hannah Cottrell. Cottrell being defended by Kimmy Wallen. Kimmy Wallen in closing on her. Double team comes, and we have a foul commit by Avery Norris.
And, coach,
and that'll send Cottrell to the charity stripe again.
Coach Mapes not thrilled. He didn't want the foul call. They had Cottrell trapped in that corner, nowhere to go with the basketball.
That is the second foul against Avery Norris. Two free throws coming here. The first one is up and is good. It's a friendly roll off the front of the rim.
Huge free throw coming up here for Cottrell. Can ensure that they will need a three. With 27 seconds left, they wouldn't need to go down and shoot a three, but certainly would add to the favor of Steelville.
Cottrell, second attempt coming here. It is up and good to push it to a three-point game. 62-59 the score. Aminette to Horton. Hand off to Aminette. Thinks about a three, decides against it. Tries to kick it out to Horton. It's tipped. It gets to her to the far side wing. Belfield dribbles through. A bounce pass to Thurston. Puts it up. No good. Offensive rebound. Horton off glass and in. 10 seconds to play. And the inbounds coming here. Clock runs. 7 seconds and fouled right on the inbounds is Cottrell with 6 seconds left to play.
No timeouts. No timeouts for either team. So 6 seconds left. Cottrell at the line. No matter what, Central's going to get a chance. And with 6 seconds, have a chance, easily enough time to get up and down the floor.
Especially depending on whose hand it's in. If it's Aminette, she can really soar. Free throw up and good.
Cottrell had struggled. We mentioned it before, but now she's made her last four from the free throw line. And obviously this one huge as they're going to send everybody back for Steelville on defense.
The senior has been money for the Cardinals so far. 6 seconds to play, 63-61 the score. It is good, and the Rebels need a three. The inbounds goes to Aminette. Cottrell hits the court. Aminette from straight on is good, and the clock expires. We got double overtime. My goodness, Aminette with the answer. That is only the second three made of the game for the Rebels. The first one from Belfield all the way back in the opening quarter. We have double overtime coming up here.
Aminette creates some space, wide open look from the top of the key. Hits the three and without any emotion, checks the clock. Little fist pump and that was it to the sideline. And look, how about this, double overtime of the championship, 64-64.
It has just been an absolutely thrilling game. The Steelville Cardinals, their first appearance here in the Central Christmas Tournament. They're making quite a lot of noise here, forcing double overtime against the Rebels, who only have one loss on the season so far. We'll keep it here as 4 minutes are put back up on the clock. Will, my heart is pounding here. We haven't even gotten to the boys' game yet.
No, Central erasing a seven-point deficit that they had in that overtime. It looked like Steelville had all the momentum in the world. They went out onto that big run that they had. A 10-0 run really at the time, 48-58 to get that 58-51 lead. And it looked like they had it. And then Aminette sparks up the defense of Central. They get back-to-back-to-back buckets. Steelville able to retain the lead, keep it going. But at the end, Aminette drills the triple.
And I didn't see what happened, but Cottrell hit the deck. There was some ooze from the fans. Right after she hit the free throw, that happens. And I think her job was to be basically stay with whoever's ball handling up the court. That gave Aminette a free release. She was able to get all the way up to have her toes on the arc straight away. Kimball to do the tip with Cottrell, and Cottrell wins it. She's doing everything for the Cardinals. And now the officials are going to meet. I think they're going to say nobody touched it. That looked touched to me, Will.
It was definitely touched. That's why the officials are conferring. So I'm sure they'll get the call right.
And now they're going to say Rebel ball. Wow. I'm not sure what the call was there. Did someone for Steelville perhaps come in before it was touched to get the ball? That's the only thing I could think of why they would not redo the opening tip.
Yeah, that's what they're saying, at a violation. I think they certainly got that call wrong.
Yeah, that is one of a few interesting calls and non-calls we've seen here in the fourth quarter through overtime. Into the corner now on the far side, the Rebels with it. It's Thurston. Thurston double team. Starts her dribble, now kicks it all the way to the near side wing for Aminette, and now back to Belfield. Belfield, one dribble, back to Thurston. Thurston holding it over her head to Aminette. Aminette from downtown, offline, no good. Rebound is grabbed. Who but Hannah Cottrell, who's doing everything for Steelville. She had all but three of the points in the first overtime for the Cardinals, and she loses it on the shot there as it's ripped out by the Rebels while she's going up with it. And here come the Rebels going the other way, knotted up at 64 all, 3:10 on the clock. Belfield with four fouls, bounces it to Aminette. Aminette above her head passes it to Belfield. And now Belfield on the wing, fake drive through, and now into the corner for Thurston. Thurston, double team, creeping up on her. She tries to drive through, bounce pass through Holmes. Holmes, fake pass through her left, lays it in with the right. Holmes for two, Rebels on top, 66-64. Cottrell with it. Working against Aminette. Aminette goes for the steal instead. We have contact, and we have a foul against Callie Thurston. And that is it for Thurston. That is five on her. Her evening is done. She ends with five total points for the Rebels, and Kimmy Wallen will come in to replace her.
Cottrell once again doing a nice job to get to the basket, spinning to her left and then going to her right. Able to draw contact and now can tie it up.
Cottrell with the free throw goes off the side of the rim, no good.
She had made her last five prior to that free throw.
Second attempt coming up here. 0 for 1 so far in double overtime. Free throw is up and it rims in for Cottrell. She splits the trip. Back to a one-point game, 66-64, just over 2.5 to play. Aminette lobs it to Holmes. Now back to Aminette. She's about 7 feet off the arc on an angle favoring the near side to Horton. Now back to Aminette on the wing. About 10-plus feet off the arc. A lob down low to Holmes. Thinks about a shot, hesitation, puts it up and gets fouled. Caitlin Holmes, what patience there underneath the basket. She got it. Waited about a full second before going up with it. And even before doing so, took one dribble.
Yeah, and that's why she got the foul. She got two girls up into the air at the same time as she hits the first free throw. And one of them looked like they got the ball, but another went up in the air and a little bit of body contact with the push on the foul. And a great job by Holmes.
2:19 to go. Holmes with the second free throw is good. She has 4 points here in double overtime after nothing in overtime. Cottrell gets the inbound, working against Aminette. The two of them having an absolute duel in overtime. A handoff to Alyssa Church, working against Kimmy Wallen. It's loose on the court. Rebels jump on it, and a jump ball is forced, and the arrow is in favor of Steelville. They're going to hang on to it here. Holmes was getting ready to check in, but with four fouls, they're going to keep her on the bench. When the Rebels are on defense, the inbounds goes to Cottrell, and swiping for it is Aminette. She thought she got all ball. The official has other ideas.
Yeah, that's the thing there, where anytime you see a left hand or a hand make that big movement where it swings up and then comes down, more often than not, you're going to get a foul called, even if you hit the ball away, and it's because the hands are going to stay in that same spot, so it's hard not to at least get that sound like you hit the hand when it's right there coming through.
Free throw, no good for Cottrell. It remains a three-point lead for the Rebels. Avery Norris out for Central. Caitlin Holmes with four fouls back in. She's on the far side block. On the near side, it's Sophia Horton. The free throw is no good. It rolls off the rim, and Horton gets the rebound. Spinning around and almost has a pocket pick, but no, it's a foul. Cottrell guilty there of the foul. And a lucky break for the Rebels. Horton, the freshman, was panicking a little bit there, looking for someone to hand it off to. No one making their way back to her. They thought she'd be fine taking it up court on her own. 2:02 on the clock, three-point game, and the freshman has a chance to extend on it here. It is up and in. She has 2 points in overtime so far. Now four total on the game with that third double overtime point. And that one is good. 2 for 2 from the charity stripe goes the freshman.
Park Hill Central is 15 of their last 16 from the free throw line.
They've been money here late in this game from the charity stripe. Cottrell out of bounds off of Aminette. It will remain Steelville ball, down by five with just under two to play. We are in double overtime here for those of you just joining us. 51-51. Was the score at the end of regulation. Cottrell with it. She's been stepping up since the fourth quarter. Picked from behind, but out of bounds off of Kimmy Wallen.
Steelville down by 5, 1:48 left. Do they have any more magic left? Can they come back again?
The amounts. Comes to Cottrell. She drives baseline, handoff, and we have a blocking foul on the floor. Kimmy Wallen, I believe, is going to be tagged with the foul. That is three fouls on Wallen, and going back to the free throw line is Hannah Cottrell, who, since the double overtime began, she is one of four. Free throw up and good for Cottrell. Holmes back in, Avery Norris out. Second free throw coming here. Cottrell with the high arcing righty free throw. Not as high arcing as it was earlier in this game. Perhaps some fatigue, it's no good. Holmes gets the rebound and gets it to Aminette. Aminette dribbles past Cottrell, who's trailing her. And now back to Holmes. And a bounce pass back to Aminette. Rebels looking to kill some clock here with 1:30 on the clock. And fouled is Aminette by Hannah Cottrell. And that is a big foul because that is now four on Cottrell. The Cardinals already down two of their starters. They can ill afford to lose any more, let alone Cottrell. Free throw up and rolls in for Aminette.
Skylar Aminette has been absolutely money. The senior really has been a clutch player down the stretch for Park Hill Central.
Aminette, second free throw is up and rims out, no good. Lydia Sexton with the rebound and a timeout taken by second-year head coach of the Steelville Cardinals, Seth Collins. It is a full timeout. We'll step aside with them. We are in double overtime of the championship game in the girls' bracket. 71-66, Rebels on top with 1:31 to go. We'll step aside and return with more double overtime basketball on J98.
Lenny's in Lesterville would like to invite you to stop by for lunch or dinner. They have all your lunch or dinner favorites. Check out their winter menu and don't forget to grab a fountain drink or a hot cup of coffee. Make Lenny's in Lesterville your go-to meal place. Come in or call in your order. Call 573-637-2506. That's Lenny's in Lesterville, located on the corner of Highway 21 and Paola Road. Visit Lenny's in Lesterville today.
71-66 is the score. Steelville trailing Central. A three ball from Hannah Cottrell sent this game into overtime with seconds left. And then at the end of overtime, a three ball from Caitlin Holmes sent this into double overtime. What a game we've had so far, Will, and we still have one more to go.
Yeah, I know. It's just the start of it. As you mentioned, two game-tying three-pointers at the end of regulation and then overtime, and then now double overtime, 71-66, Steelville ball.
A rolling inbound to Cottrell, who picks it up just before the logo, working against Aminette. Double team comes her way to Booker. That's Abby Booker, and a pass to Cottrell is high. Winning the race to the ball is Aminette. She lays it up. It's in, and the foul.
Skylar Aminette using the speed right there. Overthrown pass, outraces Cottrell, gets to the ball, puts it up and scores. And Aminette's done everything since the fourth quarter. Obviously hit the game-tying three at the end of overtime, and then now continuing to get to the free throw line. Gets the and-one bucket there, and with this free throw and an eight-point lead, you don't want to say it would absolutely do it, but it would certainly put Park Hills in a great position.
That is no good. Tip out of bounds off of the Rebels. But you mentioned Aminette, 26 points for her so far in this one. And there's actually a foul. I think they got over the back on Avery Norris. They do tag her with the foul. That is her third. So a pair of free throws here, but I guess the silver lining for the Rebels, it's against Hannah Cottrell, who's been iffy here late in this game from the charity stripe. Toes the line, free throw is up. Back to that high arcing free throw once again. It is no good, though.
Yeah, Cottrell really been struggling with the free throw line, now 2 of 7 in this overtime period.
Second one is up and off the side of the rim, no good. Make it 2 of 8. Holmes with the rebound to Aminette, who gets fouled right away. Courtney Leah checks into the game for the first time and intentionally fouls Aminette. Some last between Aminette and Holmes as Aminette saw the intentional foul coming, tried to dribble away from it, but went right smack dab into Caitlin Holmes. Both of them hit the deck. So a bit of a lucky break for the Rebels that was actually called a foul, because if it wasn't called, that could have been a loose ball on the floor. Free throw up. good. 74-66 goes the score. Rebels extend their lead. Second free throw coming here for Aminette. It is up and rims in. And the clutch night continues for Aminette. 75-66 the score. Cottrell across the timeline picks up a dribble to Abby Booker into the corner for Courtney Leah. And now pocket picked. And it is a foul on Aminette. It's impressive that Aminette has tipped the ball quite a number of times, but Cottrell has still had the fourth quarter in overtime that she's had.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. And Cottrell's going to need to make these two free throws, keep Steelville a chance in it with their heart beating a little bit.
102 to play. It is a 9-point lead for the Rebels. Check that. 8-point lead. First one is good. As I'm running out of room on my score sheet to keep up with Cottrell, I've already carried it into two other players' scorebooks. The second one is up, and it is good. Some clutch free throws there from Hannah Cottrell. And an immediate foul goes against Aminette. And she got the inbound. Courtney Lee guilty of the foul. Again, she didn't see any action while on the floor until this second overtime here, and I'm pretty sure she's in just to intentionally foul. First one is up, and that one is good for Aminette, who's also seeing her scoring extend into other boxes that don't belong to her in my scorebook. Second one is up. That one is good. Aminette makes good on the trip, going 2 for 2. A rolling inbound is picked up by Cottrell, now being defended by Kimmy Wallen. To the far side, a three ball is up from Bear. That is Grace Bear, not Faith Bear, who is fouled out. No good. Rebound grab by the Rebels, and they're intentionally fouled. Krista Belfield is hacked. Four fouls against Abby Booker, so she is in danger of fouling out herself. Free throw up and good for Belfield. Second free throw coming here. It is up, and that one is good as well. And only two starters remain for Steelville. Both of them have four fouls apiece. They're just running out of fouls here, Will. Running out of players. Cottrell, pump fake from downtown to the near side, Booker. Now Cottrell down low, puts it up through traffic, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Norris. Bounce pass to Belfield. Belfield taking her time, working against Cottrell. Now gets it to Aminette across the timeline, takes it to the far side wing. Looks like the defense for Steelville is backing off as the Rebels have an 11-point lead with 30 seconds to go. Aminette to Norris. Steelville isn't fouling, to Horton, who holds it at the wing. Nobody closes on her. 21 seconds to go. Fans coming to their feet. To Wallen, to Belfield. And now to Aminette. Aminette holding it. 10 seconds left to play. Dribbling it out. 3 seconds. 2-1. And that will do it. An absolute thriller here. And for the fifth year in a row, the Central Rebels are champions of their own tournament here at the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse. They win it in double overtime, 79-68. Will, what an incredible game we had here.
What a start to the championship part of this Bob Sechrist basketball tournament here at Park Hill Central. The Rebels defending their home floor for the fifth consecutive year on the girls' side, winning the championship over Steelville. What a game it was, though. You get two buzzer beaters to tie the game. And they've really, really set the bar high for the boys' game coming up next.
Yeah, they set that bar incredibly high. Steelville Cardinals will finish second. But certainly something to smile about as they put up an absolute dogfight against the Central Rebels, who, as everyone knows, they are no team to be reckoned with. Coach Mapes coaches them up very well every year. And Steelville pushed them to the brink, but just did not have enough to overcome. So the Rebels, for the fifth year in a row, Aminette named the player of the game, and rightfully so. She'll be our player of the game as well, brought to you by Unico Bank. See them in Potosi, Irondale, and Delosier. Unicobank.com. Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, locally operated for you. The seniors, Aminette and Holmes, accept the trophy as well as two more seniors, Alyssa Nelson and Carissa Belfield. What a night for them. What a game we have to start off the championship doubleheader. We still have one more to go. That'll come up after the Coles Tractor and Equipment postgame show, which is coming up right on the back end of this break. 79-68, the final. It is the Rebels topping the Cardinals.
When you have a concrete job, Poleit Ready Mix is the name to remember. Poleit Ready Mix has been in business for 3 decades, and they're locally owned and operated, with 8 locations servicing Washington, Iron, St. Francis, and now Reynolds and Carter counties. And in addition to their already great service, Poleit Ready Mix offers several trucks and a concrete conveyor. Contact the Poleit Ready Mix nearest you for a no-obligation estimate today. That's Poleit Ready Mix.
I think what I like most about my job is listening to the residents talk about how things were and experiences they had, you know? All that rich history that's bound up in their memories. It's a pleasure and an honor to know them and to serve them. And I look forward to it every day.
Respect and genuine care is easy to give to family and friends. At St. Genevieve Care Center, our seniors live among family and friends every day. St. Genevieve Care Center, easily accessible from anywhere.
Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Healthcare you can feel good about. Hi, I'm Heather Ray with Missouri Highlands. Our clinics are committed to meeting the primary and preventative care needs of the residents of Carter, Reynolds, Shannon, Iron, Ripley, Butler, and Wayne counties. At Missouri Highlands, we serve patients regardless of the insurance status, and with our sliding fee scale, your costs are based solely upon your ability to pay. And it's right here at Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Visit www.mohi.org for a clinic near you.
It is the Coles Tractor and Equipment post-game show. We'll make it quick here to get you ready for the championship game of the boys' game, which will follow in about 15 minutes between the Hillsboro Hawks and the Farmington Knights, a rematch of last year's absolute classic. But we just had an absolute classic end not too long ago in double overtime, 79-68. The Rebels win for the 5th year in a row their own Central Christmas tournament. Stats from this one brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. 31 total points for Hannah Cottrell and an amazing performance from her. All but 6 of those coming in overtime. 25 points from the fourth quarter on. Meanwhile, for the Rebels, Skylar Aminette named the player of the game. She had 20 fourth quarter and overtime points. Majority of them coming from the charity stripe, but she did have that three-pointer to send it into double overtime. And she has 29 total points on the game. Will, free throw shooting was really key for the Rebels, especially down the stretch.
Absolutely. You're 100% right, Sean. We talked about it throughout the rest of the broadcast. I just want to point out that Central started the night 6 of 13 from the charity stripe. They ended up unofficially 27 of 37 from the free throw line. They went 21 of 24 after starting 6 of 13. Big part of that shooting coming from Skylar Aminette, Caitlin Holmes, also a lot of big shots. The difference as well, Steelville 16 of 30 from the free throw line. So certainly a big chance. Steelville late in that fourth quarter in overtime, or in the overtime, beg your pardon, had a chance to kind of isolate it, missed a few free throws as well.
The big three for the Rebels stepping up once again. Caitlin Holmes had 17 total by the end, and Carissa Belfield ended the night with 15. So once again, it is the Central Rebels in double overtime topping the Steelville Cardinals 79-68. We'll step aside, and when we return, we'll flip from the Coles Tractor and Equipment post-game show to the pre-game show, getting you ready for the Hawks and the Knights doing battle once again 1 year later with the title on the line. That's coming up when we return here on KTJJ Farmington.
Geo Lumber and Hardware Company in Perryville is a proud supporter of our community. If the weather and storms have damaged your roof, see Geo Lumber and Hardware. They specialize in metal roofing and shingle roofs. They can also set you up with a reputable contractor to get the job done right. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 7:30 until 12:30. Geo Lumber in Perryville, where they offer hot buys every day.
Just 5 days ago, 16 teams still had championship hopes,
but now only two remain. The top-ranked Hillsboro Hawks took care of the Crystal City Hornets before soaring to new heights over the Potosi Trojans.
Lampkins, a lob and throw down! Oh my, Gavin Pinkley with an exclamation point.
Finally, they showed the Central Rebels off their home court.
Now Martin wants to spot up a triple and he hits and the Hawks have been on fire.
The Knights would reign supreme as last year's champs, taking care of the Fredericktown Blackcats before striking midnight on the Cinderella South Iron Panthers.
And a dunk by Hardy, and he gets fouled.
The Knights would then hold court against second-ranked North County in an absolute duel.
Tyson Gray's going to get the ball. Farmington is going to win this game 51-50.
The Knights now look to defend their title against the Hawks, who seek to avenge last year's defeat.
Michael Brewer, offensive rebounds, back up and in.
Beautiful spin-around lay-in underneath by Tyson Gray.
To Pinkley in transition. The trailer knocks the triple down.
10 feet off the arc and drains it.
Brendan Hardy, right before the buzzer sounds.
Pulse Tractor and Equipment, proud to bring you this pregame show of the Central Christmas Tournament. Pulse Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
The champion of the 62nd annual Bob Seacrest Jr. Central Christmas Basketball Tournament will be crowned tonight. Hawks, Knights, a rematch of last year's duel. We now send it to the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse in Park Hills, where Will Cheshire and Sean Malone will have all the action.
That's right. We're back here at the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse. What an exciting, exciting girls' championship game we have.